Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got a powerful transmission lined up for you today on this 25th day of August, this Tuesday edition. Thank you so much for joining us on the 25th day of August, 2009. We have Dr. Meir Eisenstein, who I've interviewed many times over the years, but it's been probably 2 years since I've had him on. He has one of the biggest practices, medical practices, in Illinois, and he's one of the people that's helped publish the studies showing that out of the hundreds of thousands of Amish that live in Illinois and surrounding states, none of them have autism or the other brain degenerative diseases. Doesn't exist. Of course, autism 50 years ago and back didn't exist either. But now some schools, a third of the children have it, huge wings of people hit by the chemical weapons. The chemical lobotomy takes hold a little bit stronger than it's meant to. It's just meant to make you subservient and docile and dull. So we'll be breaking that down and tying it in to the mandatory swine flu inoculations that the government is proposing for the fall. And I have a AP article, also a French news agency article. They have similar headlines. White House swine flu could kill 90,000 in the United States. That's what they are predicting. Now, the regular seasonal flu kills 36 plus thousand, just shy of a few hundred of 37,000, according to the Centers for Disease Control. Now, talking to many different medical doctors and statisticians, they say it's probably closer to 15,000, but a lot of 85, 90-year-old people that already have cancer or other complications and infections, they'll get hit by the flu in the flu season, and it will be the final thing that pushes them over the edge. So you're really talking 15,000 or so that really die of the flu every year. And it's normally low-income people that live alone because nobody can get them up out of bed after 3 days of not being able to drink water. They basically pass out from dehydration and die. So why all the hype? Why all the fear? Less than 2,000 deaths in the U.S. from swine flu. Less than 2,000 worldwide, excuse me. Less than 200 nationwide in the U.S. May have passed 200. It was 200 last week, right under 200. Why all the fear-mongering? Why all the scaremongering? It's a very, very important question that all of us should be asking ourselves. Why all the pre-preparation before this flu was released? Clearly, this is a staged event. The question is, how bad is the staged event going to be? What are they planning? We know it's staged, but and we've got a good idea of what they're planning to stage. But we know a staged event's going on. The details, though, still are somewhat nebulous, though they're becoming more and more defined by the millisecond. So that is our sole guest today. We're going to have open phones throughout the full 4 hours. I'll give that number out coming up in the next segment. Their phones aren't open yet because I want to tell you about some of the other topics and important issues that affect humankind on this planetoid we call Terra Firma. I have a huge stack of massive government censorship of the media, the web, free speech, talk radio. And yes, it's really happening, and we're going to go over it today. And they're calling for my censorship as well. Then we're going to get into all the other financial news I have here in front of me. And more on authorities prepare to seize kids during swine flu pandemic. Also, I'm going to play when we go live at PrisonPlanet.tv next hour. We're going to do 3 hours a day at PrisonPlanet.tv. I'm going to play the new trailer for Fall of the Republic. Stay with us.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should.
He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XV pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
At Martha's Vineyard, raining on Obama, the fake anti-war candidate's parade, and of course illustrating how the controlled corporate media only behaves like they're anti-war occasionally right before an election so they can continue the illusion of choice in this country between the Republicans and the Democrats. So they're illustrating the hypocrisy, the fraud that is Barack H. Obama, is Cindy Sheehan and a bunch of other peace activists. You can love him or hate him, even if you were pro-war, but you've got to respect the fact that she's not like the other peace activists that were foundation-controlled, big-money-controlled, that were only anti-war when Bush was in power because there was no chance of stopping it. That is coming up today, in the middle of the second hour. In the third hour, I have a medical doctor, Dr. Eisenstein, coming on about the swine flu vaccine. autism, mercury in the vaccines, and a lot more. And remember how you heard the last 6-7 years that there was no mercury in vaccines? It was a conspiracy theory. But anytime you actually go to the doctor or to a vaccination clinic, an inoculation clinic, and you ask to see the insert with the ampules, with the injectors, it will tell you that there is thimerosal or mercury in it. Just all lies, ladies and gentlemen. That's what they do. So we're going to cover the headline and the story. White House says swine flu could kill 90,000 in the United States. And these different international swine flu conferences with the federal government preparing mass graves, mass quarantines, lockdowns of U.S. cities, 400,000 regular Army and Marines to occupy the United States. Now, that doesn't mean this is going to happen. It means they're floating the trial balloon to see if the suckers will buy it. And a lot of people aren't, but the establishment is behaving as if they're going to continue this. Also, Admiral Mullen is worried over public support for Afghan war. That's why he's running around all over TV lying to people with psyops against the enemy, which is the American people. Pentagon admits they work for foreign and offshore banks, and their job in psych warfare is to make sure the troops don't wake up and the people don't wake up. And he's there, again, posing and prancing around on stage in his fancy admiral's uniform, like something out of a Latin American third world dictatorship would wear. He's up there prancing around with like 14 stars on his shoulder, like, again, like some Mexican dictator or something, or Guatemalan or North Korean dictator, or I guess Eastern Bloc dictator. So Mullen worried over public support for Afghan war, Afghan conflict seriously deteriorating, says Mullen. All it is a bunch of different warlords fighting over the opium. I mean, you got $400-500 billion a year conservatively coming out of there in opium and smack for stupid Western kids to use. I mean, you know, this is important. Admiral Mullen's got a job. Bring that smack in. You're not going to let other warlords have it. I mean, come on. So that's the job here. He's a businessman. And if it takes a few thousand dead American troops, so be it. They signed up for it. They signed up to be injected with cancer viruses as well. Renditions may continue under interrogation unit. New York Times spins this article about wonderful secret arrest, secret torture in foreign Eastern European death dungeons. So we'll go over that. Also, you better not criticize Obama about that, though. Look at this Times of London article. You know, we here in America see these pundits like Chris Matthews and Carlos Watson and Rachel Maddow and Keith Olbermann and countless others. And they're doing it on CNN now, too, but they're really bad on MSNBC. And they say, don't use the word socialist. It's code for N-word. And now you see all over the country, they're pulling down the Obama Joker posters in the news saying, here's a headline, freedom of hate speech or possible hate crime. Now, this is from Texas to Florida to New York, everywhere. Because the general public, if you told a certain percentage of the general public to go jump off a cliff or they're racist, they would literally go jump off cliffs. Because it's all, they love their white guilt. They live for it. And then there's people who live to invoke it, the poverty pimps, the big Annenberg and Ford Foundation pimps, like Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton and the Democratic Party in general, but Republicans use it as well. Barack Obama is a master of it. And they just invoke it. They just hold up the idol of race and say, you're not allowed to have an opinion on politics. You're not allowed to be politically involved. Or you are a racist. And in Europe, you know, first they ban denying the Holocaust. First they ban running around doing the Hitler salute 30 years ago. And it sounded reasonable. You know, a bunch of skinheads running around screaming, Heil Hitler, it's unsavory. But even if you disagree with a bunch of drunken skinheads in suspenders screaming and yelling, Heil Hitler, you know, Hail 88 and the rest of it, if you take their right to free speech, it's over. They're going to take your right. And now they've already passed laws in several European countries. They send police to question you. Even in England, it's starting. If you deny man-made global warming, Take Robin Page, BBC presenter. I use that example a lot because there's readily available articles on it. We had him on the show. We got to get Robin Page, host of One Man and His Dog, back on. I don't even know that show's still a very popular show for decades, very long running. He would travel to different towns by foot every week's episode and then sample their local beers, their local microbrews, and sample their local dishes. He spoke at a rural affairs outdoor conference where they were banning all forms of hunting and ancestral type activity, cultural identity. And he said, you know, by the way, he's a liberal. He said, we rural communities deserve the same rights as Muslims and homosexuals. They came and arrested him and said the word homosexual has been deemed painful. Well, heterosexual, homosexual. They arrest you in Europe if you use the word Negro, Anglo, Negro. These are just scientific words. But the public is so dumbed down and so religious that the government can say, well, now they're expanding it in England, in Scotland, and in Ireland under EU rules. It says blackball, oops, sorry, veto, racist everyday phrases, Times of London headline. It could be construed as a black day for the English language, but not if you work in the public sector. Now, black day does not mean racist. Black day means it's a dark day, clouds hanging over. No, it's a bright day. But see, they want to make you think along racial lines. They're the ones invoking race and class and separation. They invoke it as the imperial great game of divide and conquer in the name of fighting it. So now people do take offense. You say, man, it's a black day or a dark day indeed. You know, Darth Vader is wearing a shiny black kind of hybrid samurai outfit. That's really what it's modeled after. I mean, is that anti-Japanese? Is it anti-black person? No, it's meant to radiate power. You know, tall, dark, and handsome. It's again, but they make dark. See, by doing this, the way to counter them, and nobody does this, is with the truth. You don't say that's ridiculous. Dark day means a lot of clouds. You go, you're invoking race. You're race pimping. You're dividing people. Darth Vader has a black armored exoskeleton because black is seen as ominous and powerful. Darth Vader means dark father in some Northern European language. I forget. Is it Dutch? The issue here is that, but yes, there are now discussions in Europe about it's wrong to have Darth Vader being black. It means it's racist. So when they come out and they say it's racist to say the word socialist, or it's racist to criticize Obama, and that's all over the news now, they just say, you're just racist. It isn't that I'm against Obama because he's anti-gun or pro-global carbon tax and eugenics, or double the funding for forced abortions in China and abortions in Africa. No. See, really killing black people, really actually murdering them with soft kill vaccines, that's a good thing, according to these people. Because when Carlos Watson and all these other guys get up on TV and they say you're a racist if you criticize Obama, they know full well it's not. They're playing the divide and conquer game. They're playing the imperial game. They're there dividing the people. So when they train you to not use the word dark or black in any connotation of negativity, they are invoking that everyone think about race. It's a form of superstition. You don't think about science and mathematics and art and beauty and literature, a universal language. You don't come together through ideas and commune. You don't live in peace. Everything is racial. Everything is seen as racial. Everything is seen as tribal. And so they're going to arrest you if you say dark day, black day. We're going to go over this and then get into the attack on Glenn Beck. They know if they can sink Glenn Beck as the case point example, love him or hate him, and I certainly don't like him because he's a Trojan horse in his own right. But the point is, if they can boycott him off the air like they did Limbaugh in the mid-90s, early 90s, was it 92 they boycotted him off air? 91? If they can do that, then they've won against the First Amendment. So I'm coming after you. All of you Nazi scumbag censors, I'm calling you race pimp, racial dividers out. You're racist trash.
Did you know that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, and your congressional candidate, Robert Beatles, wrote a 72-page book on how to become wealthy? It doesn't matter if you are poor or wealthy. This book is for you. The book tells you how to create and protect your wealth, and it's called Here's What You Do. You can buy it for only $6 at hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net. Buy it today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com. Or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
I mean, think about how wicked it is, how Soviet it is. That's how they'd come into Eastern Bloc countries and play different ethnic groups off against each other. Think about how they've created all these hate crimes and hate laws and hate speech, and now they're coming out saying, you're not allowed to say socialist. You're not allowed to say man-made global warming isn't real. You're not allowed to hand over your property to us. These are hardcore psychological tyrants, thugs. And we need to do a big master article on this. Paul Watson or Kurt Nemo needs to. Because for years, I've read to people what the yearly meeting of this private government slash corporate consortium known as Internet 2, they meet, they openly, their corporate minutes are public, saying we're going to shut down the web, we're going to take it over, we're going to end net neutrality, we're going to have governments tax and regulate it, and it's only going to be a few thousand channels, our channels. And then now they're beginning to phase it in. And the New York Times comes out, they're always the mouthpiece, and says, oh, we need a kinder, gentler, safer, gatekeeper Internet. And you've got more than 10 different senators. I was counting them up this morning. More than 10 senators. I quit counting at 10 that have called to reintroduce the fairness doctrine, but over the Internet with FCC regulatory control over the Internet. And any term I'm saying, you can search engine it and pull up hundreds of mainstream articles, but posing it like it's good. And now under Cybersecurity Act, Obama admits it allows the government to shut down the web to, quote, save it, and by law orders all ISPs, even small ones, any backbone company or any backbone infrastructure at their own cost to put in government snooping hubs. Now, at least with the Telecommunications Act of 96, AT&T and all the big ones got paid $9 billion, and then in yearly it's over $1 billion, to put in huge snooping floors in all their facilities. Now the government just says, no, you know what? You're going to pay and we're going to snoop. If you want to be hooked to the web in a big backbone capacity, which there's tens of thousands of companies that do this, you are going to be under federal control. That's mainstream. Just search the term Obama to take over Internet and you'll get Mother Jones, Associated Press. These are not right wing groups saying this. I'm not right wing. I want freedom. You know what I want? I want to be left alone. You understand? I want parasites off my back. Now, that said, you got all the censorship in Europe. You've got all these squads. Headline, BBC, over 100 arrested in hate raid. And it said that sitting in restaurants and bars, if they hear a list of hundreds of racial terms, they slam you on the ground and arrest you. They come up and ask anyone at a park walking their dog, are you a pedophile in England? This happened basically to the Wall Street Journal reporter that was here. It happens to everybody I know. When you go to England, you get questioned. I have two employees or two contractors that do work on the websites. They're not technically employees over in England, the Watson brothers. They get stopped every couple of weeks and questioned at checkpoints. I mean, folks, it's happening. Now, all of this going on, you can't be in denial about it. But just like they've introduced all these anti-gun bills and they deny they've introduced them, or just like they deny they're building mass graves, preparing forced inoculations while they openly set it up, it's the same thing here. Well, here's the New York Times today. FTC to assess business of news. Federal Trade Commission is going to talk about regulating through the Commerce Clause the speech of the media. And it says the federal government's looking into deciding what is accurate and what isn't and how to regulate blogs. Exactly what Senator Jay Rockefeller's called for, saying we'd be better off not having an Internet. These people mean business. And if you don't think they can shut the web down, here's just one way. You know they don't let Google Phone, now used by tens of millions of people, basically it's free unless you want to do far and long distance, then it's near close to free. Texting is free on those networks because it doesn't cost the companies anything. It's already on the backbone, the way it's explained by IT people. AT&T and iPhone, Apple, will not allow Google phones to call iPhones. See, that's what the future of the web. That phone system is on the Internet. That's how net neutrality ending works. It just goes on and on, ladies and gentlemen. It's already happening. Do you understand? And then you read and they go, oh, isn't it wonderful? The government's going to decide what's news and what isn't. It isn't enough. They spend tens of billions a year on fake news and news packages under Clinton and Bush and now under Obama. It's worse. Fake news. This is bipartisan. Now they want to restrict our free speech in the United States of America. So I'm going to go over the boycott against Glenn Beck, the boycotts against Michael Savage, these attacks. If they're able to shut down the speech of these admittedly, well, Beck is clownish, then they can shut down everybody's. We better stand behind Glenn Beck and Michael Savage. And you know I've been critical about them, but we are forced to.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of
you. During the break, I was walking through the coffee room, and one of the televisions we got on in there had Obama introducing and nominating Ben Bernanke to another term at the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve. And it was this archetypal shot, even though it's all heavily CIA scripted and the rest of it. The shot of Bernanke from the pool camera was through the teleprompter, and he looks like some type of blue-skinned gamelon or something. He looks like a complete devil. And it also just illustrates how it's all staged, the great teleprompter shot that I just saw. In fact, we just so happened to be recording it. We record a bunch of different channels in case we catch enemy operations, which are ongoing, but particularly good tidbits. Maybe we'll grab a clip off that DVD that's burning in there and later play a clip on the show when we're live at PrisonPlanet.tv coming up. All right, getting back to censorship. And then I'm later going to get into the whole Bernanke situation. Well, let me just throw the phone number out right now. It's 1-800-259-9231. If you want to chime in on the mass graves, the mass quarantine preparations, their plans to take your children unannounced from schools to FEMA centers for forced inoculations, the plans to use 400,000 regular army troops in the United States, it's mainstream news, just the complete tyranny that's unfolding. 1-800-259-9231. White House says swine flu to kill 90,000 in the U.S. I'm glad that they are the great Karnak, even better than Late Night with Mr. Carson, Johnny Carson. Here's Johnny and the great Karnak. You know, he'd hold the envelopes up to his head. You know, the establishment likes to lie and be caught lying. They're just training you to just accept the fact you're going to be lied to. But FTC to assess business of news, New York Times, just about everyone from the general public to news executives has an opinion about the future of journalism. Now the Federal Trade Commission is stepping into the debate. Oh, we're glad the Trade Commission is going to be over our free speech now. The commission is planning 2 days of workshops in December titled From Town Criers to Bloggers. How will journalism survive the Internet age? Ah, the government's going to decide. They're the experts to examine the state of the news industry. And you read into this article, it says, you know, they may need to license bloggers. They may need to control what we do. More often, the FTC tends to organize workshops related to consumer product issues like mortgage fraud. But John Leibowitz, the FTC chairman, said the agency has taken a look at other industries through workshops on hospital competition, food marketing, and the patent system. Journalism's future falls in the agency's purview, he said. Oh, we're glad that the future of free speech is, you know, under you. Competition among news organizations involves more than just price. Oh, they're going to decide more than just how it's delivered to you on cable and things. Oh, Mr. Leibowitz said in an interview. Disclosure, Mr. Leibowitz is married to Ruth Marcus, an editor at the Washington Post. Oh. But he said the commissioners, who are a mix of Democrats and Republicans, are supportive of his workshops. Oh, that's a little focus group. Oh, the people. We had a little expert panel, and they agree we should take over. Because if you actually read what he's been saying, he's saying, you can just Google his name and license bloggers, then you'll see it. Though some may be uncomfortable with government oversight of any aspect of journalism. Oh, some. See, they minimize with deceptive words. Well, you have no jurisdiction under the First Amendment, you stupid twit. Well, you're not stupid. You cold-blooded anti-American piece of filth. I mean, we got real hardcore commissars here. Every day I probably see 20 articles just as bad as this. Do you understand? I'm sick of people accusing me of exaggerating. We're under full-bore assault by the New World Order here, people. They're openly announcing banks of the world and carbon taxes and home inspectors and everything else. This isn't a... Oh, man, I'm getting sick of it. This isn't a game. Just wake up and defend the Republic or it's going down. Do you want to be fed on by control freak parasites? Well, then you better grow up, people. You better grow a backbone and get angry. You better get angry. You better get your guts back. You better get your instincts back. What is your problem? How are some of you out there not completely upset about what's going on here? You stupid fools that email me all day and comment on all our YouTube videos constantly. Arrest Alex Jones. He's a racist. He's KKK. He just doesn't like our black president. Boycott him. And then mainstream newspapers and international Spanish-speaking TV saying it. You people are sick filth. You're enemies of everything that's free. You understand, you trash? You're not going to shut me up or anybody else up. You understand me, criminals? You think calling for my arrest all over the news is going to shut me up, you pieces of trash? That only confirms everything I've said is true and correct. And then everybody's got to get together against you right now. I just can't handle any more. These people make me so sick. Listen to this. Though some, see, they act like now it's a minority issue, and you know, not that it's an absolute guarantee. It's, well, some may not like the government running what they can and can't say. You know, it's real good. See, and the government's going to implode and consolidate the media. There's a vertical integration going on right now. And they're going to tell the media, you keep your job if you go along with censorship. And then they're now all lining up to attack dog. Because most people will sell their mother out for a stick of bubblegum. Though some may be uncomfortable with government oversight of any aspect of journalism. Yeah, we're just upset that you've taken over the churches with clergy response teams against the First Amendment. We're just upset they spend tens of billions a year in fake news and propaganda and product placement, government information placement, I call propaganda placement. Yeah, as if that isn't enough. And as if four companies owning 94% and growing of the media isn't enough, now we got to have government oversight over the 6% of us that are out there that are getting the entire audience because people figured out you're a pack of liars. Hey, look, it's too late for you criminals. You could shut us all down today. That probably only made people wake up faster, you pieces of trash. And folks, they are pieces of trash. I mean, when they come out and start trying to restrict the First Amendment, that means they want to take your property, take your house, take your kids, put you in camps. That's what comes next with this. You understand? They built those stinking camps. They're in the news telling you how great they are for you right now. Though some may be uncomfortable with government oversight of any aspect of journalism, the FTC seems to be attempting to play at facilitating a public educational role in gathering together various disciplines and perspectives to talk about the crisis in mainstream journalism, said Neil Harry, a professor and dean at the Graduate School of Journalism at the University of California, Berkeley. Yeah, some guy that writes one thing a month and gets a big paycheck, some lazy person. The government's willingness to raise the profile on the issue and to help explain why it's important for national conversation, I think, in general, is welcome. Oh, great, you got some tenured little pimp in the fake parasite system that doesn't produce anything telling us. See, the whole article's about introducing the idea. Oh, well, some may not like it, but this professor, he's smart and you're not. He says people welcome this. That being said, the industry may still have to fend for itself for solutions to its major problems. Oh, it has to fend for itself, the government. See, that's like, oh, we wish the government would get involved. We're talking about government bailouts for mainstream media. That, in the end, will be the work of journalists, business thinkers, entrepreneurs, engineers, theologists, and people ourselves, said Henry. A report will be issued about the workshops that will make recommendations to lawmakers on changes in policies on anything ranging from taxation of news organizations to copyright issues, Mr. Leibowitz said. He said no specific issues had been chosen, but you go read what they're actually saying. This is a whitewash article. They're talking about, in fact, I covered this a month ago, licensed bloggers. Just Google that term and there'll be a bunch of government people and senators saying it. Print me a few. Thank you. I don't want to just mention it. I don't want to have it. Thank you. We really want to keep an open mind, Mr. Leibowitz said. The workshops will help because we don't have a sense of empirical of the nature of the problem, he said. Let me tell you the problem. It's because everybody knows you're a pack of special interest scum. And then I've got another FTC article where they're talking about regulating the news. Oh, here's one. Swine flu could strain U.S. healthcare system. White House says that's why we need socialized healthcare. That's exactly what the congressmen have been saying. Paul Brown and former Congressman Army. I'm not saying Army's perfect. I'm just quoting what he said. And he's saying the government's going to use this to pass socialized healthcare. And that's right. That's what I've been saying for the last 6-7 months. They're going to use this flu crisis for everything. And I've been saying that before it showed up. I saw their preconditioning. So we're going to go over that. But getting back into free speech and then your phone calls. The establishment means business, ladies and gentlemen. That's why they're all over the news calling me a hate criminal, freedom of hate speech, calling for my arrest in all these different newspapers, in Florida, in Orlando, in Claremont, in Hays County, all over on international Spanish TV. We've posted those clips. And when you see them, when they email us and they call, and they've already done it to some of our sponsors, and they've already done it, and our sponsors just increase the amount they're spending on the show because they're not giving in to tyranny. They're not giving in to just a few fake phone calls from people. And that's all this is. These are people that if they can intimidate free speech in America, they will legally shut it down through fraudulent laws. They will do it legislatively. And they're doing this to everybody. They are bullying everybody. They're getting radio shows shut down. They're going after independent newspapers. If you criticize the president in any way, they start threatening you. They are coming to town hall meetings on video. In outside St. Louis and other places, you can just, people always, when I mention that, say, where's the video? Well, learn to use a search engine. Just type Obama supporters attack man, Obama supporters attack woman. I mean, there's a whole bunch of these. They come up, punch you in the nose, then the media later reports that you attacked them. So it's remember Obama during the campaign in Vermont and Illinois and Missouri said, don't criticize Obama or you'll be arrested. It's illegal. And they had police on the news announcing it. We got a clip of that in the new trailer for Fall of the Republic. This is really going on. And, you know, I didn't get as much resistance under Bush with people saying, arrest me, shut me down. I got some of it. And you know why I don't like Glenn Beck? He said, arrest people that are these 9/11 truthers. He said they're terrorists, they're dangerous, we need the army to watch them. Showing he was reading internal Homeland Security reports that later became public under Obama. Yeah, that stuff was put out under Bush. The Mayak report and the Homeland Security report. See, it's bipartisan. And he came out, and so did MSNBC. They said, taser the 9/11 truthers, arrest them, don't let them stand on street corners. And they staged an event where they came out of the shadows in New York with a lady in a wheelchair, ran it into German Talis. Thank God the Secret Service wouldn't lie on the stand and admitted that actually they'd attacked him, and the whole trial fell apart, and he was found not guilty. Yes, we have people coming out of shadows with wheelchairs on us. I have feds coming up and asking me if I want to attack the State Department, you know, and if I said yes, I'd be arrested instantly. Or if I even joked around and said, oh, sure. This is real, ladies and gentlemen. And so, but even though Beck's an operative, they are using him as a case point example. In fact, it may even be his job with his $50 million contract to be destroyed. I don't know. Now he's a figurehead for free speech. He must be defended. You understand that? I don't think Savage is a figurehead. I think he genuinely believes the stuff he says. I agree with about 80% of it. The point is, when they tried to boycott him and tried to ban him from England, I came out in support of him. Even though he'd called for arresting anti-war demonstrators. It doesn't matter. I support the anti-war people. I support Glenn Beck. I support the Black Panthers, some of their groups saying, you know, all whites are evil. Of course, that's foundation-funded racial division to divide and conquer, but liberation theology. But I will just expose it. Because if I take their right away, if I take a Nazi's right, there are some Jewish extremist groups that call for my arrest and stuff on YouTube. I don't call for their free speech to be taken, because if you take anybody's free speech away, it's over. You're supposed to let free speech go to ridiculous lengths until you call for violence on somebody else. And then it's even protected if it's in self-defense. You understand? So we have this absolutely anti-American, anti-liberty, anti-Renaissance, anti-freedom Soviet commissar who just absolutely makes me sick. Who talks about racial division, black nationalism, which was funded by the foundations. They said 100 years ago, on record with Margaret Sanger and others, on record, they funded W.D.B. Du Bois and others, E.B. Du Bois. It's all on record. That how do we get blacks to leave? We can't force them back to Africa. They said fund black nationalism, make them stay separate. That's why real white supremacists should love the Ford Foundation. You should love black nationalist. And actually, the Klan and black nationalist groups have had joint meetings together. They go, you stay in your group, I stay in mine. And I'm not up here preaching everybody to go get intermarried. That's your issue. The point is that this is what it is. And so you see these guys that say blacks stick to themselves. They're just as racist as a grand wizard. I mean, why not call these people what they are? And that's what black men see. Now you start talking to them like this, they melt like the witch and the Wizard of Oz, folks. You come at them and say, I'm not a racist. How dare you say I'm not allowed to criticize the president? How dare you say socialism's racist? That, you know, that's ridiculous. And then say, oh, I love black people. I promise I like you. You're playing in. You go, no, you're a poverty pimp, race pimp, who wants people to think about race on every issue. You're trying to chill free speech in America. You're trying to make people get in each other's throats, you son of a bitch. I've had enough of your racist crap. I want to live in peace with people. Excuse me, but it has to be said. And that's what people like Van Jones do. I challenge him to come on here and debate me and to be a man and not to be a foundation-funded race pimp who works for the White House and works for Nancy Pelosi, that gangster. I'm calling you out, you coward, Van Jones. I'm calling you out, you race pimp, you limousine liberal, you people funded by the eugenicists that are killing and aborting your own people. I'm calling all your groups out. I know exactly what you are. I understand exactly what you're doing. And I want you to know I see you. I see you. And I know you see me. And I know you're afraid because you should be afraid. I bring liberty and light and freedom and vengeance against corruption. You understand that? And the American people of all race, colors, and creeds and religions are rising up to your tyranny.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Graf Undersafes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Graf Undersafes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Graf Undersafes, security is their sole purpose. Go to GrafUndersafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-457-1801. Graf Undersafes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to GrafUndersafes.com. That's GrafUnderSafes.com. Safes.com. Or click on their banner at InfoWars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
All right, we're just about 6 minutes away from opening the phones up and taking your calls at 1-800-259-9231. I mean, it's so outrageous how the Soviets and the Communist Chinese and others always use racial, religious, or tribal divisions to play people off. Whatever group is dominant, they go to the other sub-tribes or districts. It could be black on black, Muslim on Christian, you know, people from the south against the north. They play divisions off. And they all know exactly what they're doing. They're fully 100% conscious of it. I mean, I read the article earlier on air out of the Times of London where they're saying you're not allowed to say it's a dark day or a black day. You're not allowed to say right hand. That is considered racist now. And it's meant to make you think about if you say, hey, I need to screw a light bulb in, or I think I'm going to paint this wall white, or yeah, there's a bunch of toothpaste on the ground. Everything you say, you think about race first. It's meant to, when you're not even thinking about it, it's meant to make it a kingdom of racism and division. And then these guys are the self-anointed high priest of this new superstition. They're going to tell you what can be said and what can't. You can't say you're against the health care, government health care. You can't say the word socialism. You can't say Obama's a liar. You can't show Obama as the Joker. You can show Bush. Because we, the high priest of this new superstition, are going to tell you what you can and can't do. I mean, this is mind control. This is re-education. This is how the Soviets took over Europe, Eastern and Southern areas of Europe and Central Europe. I mean, this has been done. People that know history know exactly what this is. And that's why I'm upset. I mean, they really mean to take our guns. They really do. If they could do it, they'd line you up and shoot you in pits. I mean, they really would. I don't think they're going to get that far, but if they use the flu, they might. I mean, these people mean business, folks. They are real. They mean big business. And their business is killing and enslavement. And then I read about this Van Jones boycotting Beck, shutting down his free speech and getting rid of 30-plus of his sponsors. If we don't all stand up with Beck and stand up with others that are being boycotted, these psychological terrorists are going to destroy our free speech in America. And, of course, I attacked Beck when he was trying to restrict my free speech, attacking me by name before. So as bad as Beck is, he's being used as a sacrificial goat to set the precedent. So you better defend this little creature. And this Van Jones is just outrageous, absolutely outrageous. He has a group called The Color of Change. I mean, it's all about race. See, it's about color. It's about division. It's about balkanization. Before I end this hour, I do want to encourage all listeners who are out there. I want to encourage all of you that are tuning in to become PrisonPlanet.tv members, because at the 8 after, we're going to have the last 2 hours and 52 minutes live at PrisonPlanet.tv, and we're going to start taking your phone call and going over this attack on free speech, not just in the U.S., but worldwide, the takeover of the churches, another violation of the First Amendment, the flu, the wars, the economy, huge, huge second, third, and fourth hour that are coming up today. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
TV and T-minus 7 minutes, 20 seconds. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. I'm going to go ahead and go to your calls. If you just joined us, I know a lot of stations just did tune in. There's massive attacks on free speech at every level. I'm going to recap those the next hour. We're going to pop in for 5-10 minutes to Martha's Vineyard, where the Democrat warmongers are being protested by true peace activists. So we'll be talking to Cindy Sheehan, and we've got a flu expert coming on about vaccines, Dr. Eisenstein. And we are going to continue with your phone calls throughout the broadcast, a bunch of financial news as well. John in California, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Thank you very much for your work. And
thank you.
Work.
Welcome.
Thank you. I'd like to talk about the Internet and some of the things that you've been talking about for the last couple of days. First off, I need to try to point out something that I don't know that most people understand. There's a difference between, and this isn't strictly true, but it just tries to convey the idea. There's a difference between what people perceive as the Internet and the web. The web is basically a bunch of privately owned connections, sort of like the streets. The Internet, in effect, is the addressing system that gets you along those streets or that allows your mail to get from point A to point B.
Yes, and they can just change the addresses or block out addresses, and they're taking over the web hubs themselves, publicly laughing at us while the public sucks their thumb and has no idea this is happening.
Well, now let's take it to the next step, something that you haven't talked about, and something that I think most people are missing. Okay. So in the case of the web, you're talking about a private system. In the case of the Internet, you're talking about something that's very odd.
You're talking about ICANN. You're talking about the International Register.
You got it. That's where I'm heading. That's where I'm headed. Correct. Okay. So it's a sort of public system, but it's controlled by the U.S. government via ICANN. Okay, ICANN's contract ends September 30th. That is in just a few weeks.
Yeah, big deal.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Right, and the new CEO...
We're talking about giving it to the European Union.
Well, who knows where it's going to go.
Well, go ahead, make your point. The new CEO, go ahead.
The new CEO is Rod Dextrom. He's a former cybersecurity czar for Department of Homeland Security, and he was one of the people considered to be in line for the top spot. So that, to me, is of great concern.
Well, it's admitted.
Right.
The Pentagon, DARPA, created the Internet and the web. I understand the web's private, but they created the system. And they are now taking it over openly to shut us off. They're openly saying they're saying they're not just going to shut off U.S. bloggers. They're looking at killing us. That's mainstream Pentagon symposiums where they sit around laughing about how they want to murder American citizens. It's very funny to them.
Okay. You mentioned, you brought up another issue. So let me digress to that for a moment. And I've got a somewhat controversial view about that.
Well, look, here's the deal. Here's the deal. Everything you've said is accurate and true from my research. I got to get to other callers. You're on for 5 minutes. Write it up in an article. You sound like an intelligent guy. Send it to writers at Infowars.com. Be guest commentary. You can give yourself a pen name if you don't want to use your real name. Writers at Infowars.com. But I do, in 1 minute when we come back, succinctly, want to hear what your controversial view is on this. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. That's ecolablue.com. The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are now 30 seconds into the second segment of this second hour. Thank you for joining us. I want to continue with your phone calls. Again, for those who just joined us, there is open massive attacks on the internet, on the web, on talk radio, on print media. The federal government openly saying they want to license bloggers. They already started licensing churches with 501c3, totally against the First Amendment. I mean, what is it about the First Amendment that people can't seem to understand? We've got White House says swine flu could kill 90,000 in U.S. But the caller, because my pet peeve about talk radio is most people tune in randomly. You never know what they're talking about. So I know we were just talking about this 3 minutes ago, but I'll recap. John was talking about how the web is private networks, the peer-to-peer, the backbones, the Cogents, the level threes, all these companies. But the system that operates in the addressing system was set up by DARPA, by the Defense Department, and they've always controlled it. Now ICANN is just publicly giving control of it to Homeland Security. And that's what Obama says. We've got to be able to kill the internet to save it because Al-Qaeda and the Russians are attacking the web. When in truth, the military systems are on totally separate systems. It's made up. The Pentagon's been caught for 20 years attacking their own systems to blame it on foreign enemies. False flag's the name of the game. And so, yes, September 30th, and I've mentioned this, it's very important, they're going to internationalize ICANN on the surface and claim the EU and UN have a say now. On the global addressing system, they're saying they're running out of addresses, which is made up, so they can have a whole new system that's going to be Internet 2 that they claim is private slash governmental slash academic. They're going to then cut off the old web piece by piece and force you onto Internet 2, which is just a glorified cable network. And that's why they have a federal global wireless free Internet. It's not free. You're paying for it. Then they can block the addresses. They can control it. Just like Apple and AT&T are now blocking the tens of millions of Google phone users. They don't let Google phones call it. And now they're announcing, Apple and AT&T are announcing they're going to block other internet phones, Vonage-type phones, all these different systems. So it's really happening. And just like Apple and AT&T can illegally, it's a total violation of antitrust, just like they can block people. You know, you think when you're buying an iPhone, or you think you've got AT&T that you're being given service to the telephone world. You're not. That's how they're killing the web. That's how they're killing it. Because if you control the addresses, the internet, you already control the web. So you have 1 minute to finish what you were saying, John, about an unorthodox or controversial idea.
Yeah, let me try to ramrod this out. I don't think, first off, one correction.
I don't have time for corrections. Got to let you go. I just told you you could come back and make your point about what it was you wanted to say. I just can't do it. All right, let's talk to Mike in Tennessee. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon. Alex, I've just passed the former NAS Millington Naval Air Station. It's now the Bureau of Personnel and Other Operations, NSA Mid-South is referred to. And it's all civil servants for 90% of it. People that live in the area, but now they've got a nice barbed wire fence, 9 foot tall, inward sloping barbed wire with razor wire on the top, and they've got these nice, pristine, brand new little cookie cutter houses, about 1,800 square feet, two story, three bedroom, two bath, fenced in backyard, and they're not bringing in enlisted men. I think it's going to be another Hotel California. It's my gut feeling.
Well, start over. And that's why I got frustrated with John. These are all important calls. Every call brings out important info now. Specifically, they're announcing 400,000 regular Army and Marines to occupy the U.S. It was 20,000 a year ago now in Army times. Now it's 400,000. Next year, will it be 1 million? They're openly announcing the FEMA camps, the mass graves, the forced inoculations. Specifically, tell me where you are, what this FEMA center is you're talking about.
Well, this is the old Millington Naval Air Station. It's now NSA Mid-South. It's Naval Support Activities. It's the Bureau of Personnel. It's where they masterminded the first Gulf War and launched it from here. But what they've built inside of this facility, which is 90% civil servants, which are civilians, which come to work every day, which go in and do administrative work, accounting, stuff like that, where they do budgets. It's Bureau of Personnel stuff. Well, they're building these houses, and it to me looks like a Hotel California where they're going to let the people come in one day and all of a sudden say, well, you know what, we can't let you out. You got to stay here because they've got fenced-in backyards for dogs. They're two-story houses. They're inside razor wire, and these are nice houses. They're cookie-cutter. They're quickly built. But
well, let me stop you. In intelligence, for those that don't know, not that I'm some intelligence expert, but I've now researched how it works, I organically, instinctively already had the knowledge. I didn't realize what I was doing. And we can all do this. They can make their operation secret. But the manifestation of the operation, they can make the planning secret. But the manifestation of the operation, even down to purchase orders, is going to manifest. And so what you have observed about locking people in, is actually in a lot of the different government documents and flu pandemic plans and martial law plans that, for everybody's safety, they're going to lock down the bases and make the bases self-sufficient in a bunker mentality or a fortress redoubt mentality. And yes, that's why when they closed in the early 90s, the quote bases, they admitted then they were setting up FEMA camps on them. And we had the contractors come out and tell us, and later it was declassified. And now it's confirmed in the civilian inmate labor camp program. And so, yes, somebody ought to get some photos of that, send it to showtips@infowars.com. Let us know when you're going to send it. Videos and then a blurb describing it, because we need people to see this. So you're, how many houses are they building inside the base?
Probably about 20 along the road on Navy Road, and probably about 40 deep. And they're I'm a general contractor and I inspect houses. No, I'm not a government inspector. I've been in the business long enough to realize that you don't build brand new houses in a facility where you don't have enlistment, and they look like cookie cutter. They're not fancy. They're not for officers. These are for warehousing people that are like families with pets. Enlistment don't have pets, obviously. International troops do not have pets. These have fenced-in little 4-foot-tall fenced-in backyards. This is for families. So I'm looking, just the way I'm thinking is, strategically, they're going to bring in the folks that make the system run and keep them like a Hotel California. You check in, but you don't check out. And so they can confine them to the work site so that they've got a captive workforce to make the system run.
You know, I'm trying to place it memory-wise, but I've seen a bunch of news articles and government documents. It'll come to me during the break, where they admit they're planning to lock people down on the bases. They have the bills for the FEMA camps that just legalize the existing camps, where it's going to be community centers, where the government people are going to live there. That's in there. The clergy response teams that, again, we broke when they were secret, now it's admitted, are going to help the community live in the camps. So they're planning on collapsing society so that everyone accepts the mobile federal vans as your health care. Everyone accepts you want to be in the camp, and then camp industries, because everybody's got to work to pay for this. And the way they sell the camp, like it's a good thing, same way in Russia, China, and Nazi Germany, same thing with Pol Pot, same thing with Idi Amin in Uganda. They use the same system, and we see them setting it up and admitting it. And so, yes, they destroy the economy so bad, or release bioweapons or whatever it is they do, that it seems reasonable that, oh, look, this infrastructure is here. Look how they're federalizing all the cities right now with the threat integration centers, the local FEMA centers. So they're using flu, even if it isn't deadly like they're saying, as the cover for the federalization. Do you understand?
Exactly. And one other thing real quick, for the last couple of weeks I've been doing remotes supporting the local radio station that carries your show and passing out your flyers. I think you sent them about 2,000 promos that list all the articles that you sell on your website. And I've been keeping a track of a cross-section of the people that come up, thumbs up, that are positive, that know what's going on. You're going to be amazed. It's the young kids and the old adults, especially the former military, especially higher enlisted and officers, they know what's going on. But these school teachers, I had one girl come by whose father was there as a teacher, and she was proud that she just had her Gardasil shot. I kid you not. And I asked her, was she aware of what's in the new H1N1 flu virus? And she said, yes, she can't wait. She's, going to be the first to get it as soon as it comes out. They're going to do their best to make sure that they don't get the H1N1 by taking the virus. And, you know, we're talking about a 16-year-old girl who's a senior in high school. I didn't want to frighten her. I said, well, you've got internet access. Why don't you look for these certain terms? And I talked about squalene and dimerazine. I said, take a look at what's in the shot, and then go get a copy of the manufacturer's printout for the Gardasil and just read it. And, you know, just read and then Google search the problems that children have had taking these shots.
Well, look, all you do is search engine Gardasil deaths. It's so bad, even the FDA is saying they may come out and say don't take it and tell doctors not to take it. In fact, that's new news from last week I meant to get to. Print me that. Great point, sir. Good to hear from you. We're going to come back, take more calls. Hotel California. Slaves come in, the slaves don't go out.
Someone $100 for a $10 bill. If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb.
Well, I walk back down. No, I
listening to Nashville? Is he listening to Knoxville? Harry Grothjohn, WBCR. We've got three affiliates now in Tennessee, AMs, and very, very thankful to all of those affiliates. And look, I wasn't trying to be mean to John earlier. I had you on for 5 minutes, John, and then I said, come back, make your point, and then I had to be corrected. I don't have time for that. I got other calls I got to go to, but I'm not trying to be mean here. If you actually listen to the show, we give callers more time than other people. But it's not one of these boring shows where the guest talks for an hour and the host says, or where they just take call after call after call and the host doesn't say anything. I come in with points. I come in with topics. I come in with information. That's why we're the number one alternative show. You watch Fox or CNN, with their guests, they're interrupting every 7-8 seconds on average, not here. I've timed it. We interrupt on average every 45 seconds. So that's why it's dynamic. It's thought-provoking. So I gave you 5 minutes, and just it wasn't enough for you, and then you just had to correct me, and I just don't have time for it. Because the next caller is going to have some incredible news. Mark in Wisconsin. Mark, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Great to speak with you, and I do have incredible news. We got some Glenn Beck news, and we have some swine flu news. I'm reading online here a piece referring to Beck that says he was on the Fox and Friends morning show. He accused Obama of having a deep-seated hatred for white people or the white culture. That goes back to the racism thing that it's always about. As highly mentioned on your show accurately. And by the way that Beck presents his accusations, in all reality, it's almost reverse psychology, because the way he presents his accusations makes him appear as a racist, which makes everyone who questions and criticizes Obama appear as a racist.
Yeah, no, look. I'm going to let you finish your point, but it's easy to throw two pit bulls in a pit together. It's easy to throw two roosters in together. It's easy to throw two men in together, you know, Brock Lesnar and somebody else, to beat each other to death. It's easy to do evil. And so exactly, Beck comes out and says something true about black liberation, Reverend Jeremiah Wright, about a deep-seated hatred of whites. And it's true. But it then ignites the debate more. And then, meanwhile, black nationalist Van Jones comes out and then says he's racist for telling the truth, and then it ignites the whole debate, which is what Obama was meant to do, to get everybody at each other's throats. Go ahead.
Exactly. Controlled opposition, playing one against the other, and in all reality, the entire country gets screwed.
And then setting the precedent through Beck, who's unpopular and polarizing, popular with some, but overall polarizing, meant to look stupid and lederhosen and all the rest of it, using him as the poster child to chill and restrict free speech across the board. That's why you've got to support Beck. We can't play into their trap.
Right. On this issue, I completely agree. You hit it right on the head, Alex. And getting to the swine flu stuff, there's one article, there's a quote from Kathleen Sebelius that says, so far trials look good. We won't be administering any vaccine that isn't proven to be effective and safe. This strain of flu is so unusual. Deaths are more likely to occur among children and young adults, usually the healthiest group. I find that to be real curious.
I'll tell you why. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I find that to be curious, because those are the people who, they're going to be shoving the vaccine down their throats the most. The children in school.
Exactly.
Like that. So
notice the groups they're
going to
be. I appreciate your call. Great points. Let me comment on that point before we end the segment. That's because this flu reportedly has a hemorrhagic reaction. Your body gets hit by it, and you have an autoimmune response that causes your lungs within a matter of hours to fill with liquid and you stop breathing. That's what the 1918 did, clearly a bioweapon, and the 1976, clearly a bioweapon. They have an inoculation at a military base in both cases. People start dying. They then use that to fearmonger, and that's how this program works. And then the shot in 76 kills the people. But look, what does mercury and the other adjuvant, squalene, do, according to medical doctors, brain surgeons, epidemiologists, virologists, and chemists, and bioengineers? We've had them all on. Got another doctor coming up, medical doctor next hour. The mercury and the squalene and other adjuvants that accelerate an autoimmune response, that's what brings on the hemorrhagic fever. It's kind of like I put a 45 rounds in a gun. I close it and I pull the trigger. The cap is the supposed virus, the attenuated virus. But it mixed with the other adjuvants causes an autoimmune storm that then causes your brain to swell and brain damage or death, amongst other things like your lungs filling up with stuff. So, yes, that's how the vaccine kills you.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Casting at PrisonPlanet.tv. The syndicated radio show is in living color if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member. Come up in about 10 minutes, I'm going to debut here streaming live over the web, Fall of the Republic. And for radio listeners, it'll also be informative. Most of it's audio clips. The trailer for my new film. This is the first trailer. We've got more detailed trailers coming out in the next month. The release date is October 21st. The film will be done in the next month. And then we'll be shipping out to you again in the middle of October. So you should be getting it in the mail right around release time. But I wanted to get Cindy Sheehan on, and we appreciate her popping in to give us a report on what's happening. Martha's Vineyard, one of the favorite hangouts of the Clintons and Walter Cronkite and kind of the Eastern establishment of the eugenicist clan. And Cindy Sheehan, who lost her son, of course, in Iraq, became a national icon standing up to Bush at the Crawford Ranch. Now, Obama's in the news saying, please give my family privacy. Oh, but his spy satellites and NSA phone tapping and his Blackwater thugs, they're not giving us any rest. And so there's hardly any mainstream media, at least I searched it this morning, I saw some, about Cindy Sheehan with all these other great peace activists. Because, again, it was trending and fun to protest Bush knowing he wouldn't end the war for the establishment. But now that they're in power, like Rahm Emanuel said, you know, he campaigned against Democrats and ran the Democratic Party operation against Democrats that were actually against war. And the corporate guys tried to throw Dennis Kucinich out because he's actually a real liberal and against war and a real progressive. So Cindy Sheehan is out there shattering the left-right paradigm. We've been publishing at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com the articles and reports she's been putting out. They've got YouTube videos up. Get her information out viral and ask the media, why aren't you covering this? More troops are dying under Obama than under Bush. He's expanding the wars. All his top generals say 10 to 15 years before they leave. They rewrote the maps of the U.S. bases so they weren't part of the cities to claim they left the cities. Corporate lawyer semantical games. Cindy Sheehan from Martha's Vineyard, site of Lord Obama vacationing. Cindy, good to have you here with us.
Hi, Alex. Thank you so much for helping to promote this protest and promote the fact that, like you said, even though there's a change in regime, there's the only change in policy has been for the worse. And we just really do reclaim our integrity and our morality in the anti-war movement to say that. The wars, we were right to say the wars were wrong under Bush, and we're still right to say they're still wrong under Obama. And to me, it's a lack of media coverage, but it's also a lack of any kind of cooperation or solidarity that I'm not received from the establishment anti-war movement.
Well, that's because the Ford Foundation. That's because the Ford Foundation, as you know, and these other big money groups run and control the fake left. It's just, I mean, where is Amy Goodman? Where are all these groups? Continue, please, Cindy Sheehan. Tell us what's happening out there, how many people are out there, where you're located so other people can come join you, how long you're going to be there, what the Secret Service is doing.
All I can say for the moment is that to get a list of events, they can go to my blog or to your website, and it's at CindySheehanSoapboxBlogspot.com. The first event that we're going to have that's organized will be a corporate media conference tomorrow at 11, so we'll see how much coverage we get protesting Obama. But another thing is that we're going to be writing help of people all over the world an international people's declaration of peace. And that's to start a grassroots movement because, as I said, so many times the robber class doesn't want to change. You know, we can't force the robber class to change, especially if so many of the so-called opposition has been co-opted by the two-party system or whatever you want to call it. So we're going to be writing that. We hope that we'll get solidarity from you and from your listeners on this People's Declaration of Peace that we'll be writing. I'm staying just right around the corner from Obama, so I'm hoping to bump into him if he ventures out of his compound.
Now, again, for people geographically, tell folks where Martha's Vineyard is, where the press conference is. A lot of people aren't online how do people come out to this? Do we call the media, challenge them to be there? What do we do?
Well, absolutely. You know the media is already there because Obama's there. So what we have to do is you can call the media station at Oak Bluff Elementary School. That's where the press conference is going to be tomorrow at 11. We're having a large anti-war rally on Saturday. If people who are in Massachusetts or around this area can get to Martha's Vineyard, we will have a large vigil rally teaching against the war. And the island's fairly small, and we're going to blanket the island. We have support from people on Martha's Vineyard who have offered us housing, offered us places to hang our banners, places to put signs, places to do our vigils. So we're going to be all over that island because we don't want Obama or the press or the anti-war movement to not know that we're there still protesting the wars like we were when Bush was president.
What response are you starting to get? I mean, I do see you getting more attention than you were a few months ago. What are some of the positive responses you're getting from the anti-war community or just the sanity community? And what responses are you getting that are negative?
Well, it's interesting that the negative responses I'm getting are from people who would, I think, call themselves anti-war progressives, saying that I should give Obama a rest, that I should let him have a peaceful vacation. Well, Alex, you know, four of our troops were killed yesterday in Afghanistan. I don't know, even know how many Afghans or Pakistanis were killed yesterday. And
yeah, they're getting a long rest now.
Yeah, so exactly. So why does he deserve a peaceful vacation? The world deserves a vacation from war and a vacation from body bags. It doesn't stop no matter what the president does.
And by the way, Cindy, we know what this war is about. I mean, I saw Admiral Mullen on CNN two nights ago making up stuff about why the opium has gone over 12 times what it was, I mean, since the liberation. And then BBC admits, oh, we guard the opium so the warlords don't get it. And then suddenly heroin is all over the streets. They're there just like the Russians were there to get that smack.
Right. Well, and then also there's the whole pipeline thing to get the oil to Asia from the Middle East. So of course it's for profit. Of course that's
right. Black tar heroin and black gold. Black tar heroin and black gold.
That's what they're always for. So yep. So that's what we're doing. Is we're getting a lot of excitement. I'm getting mostly support, which is very gratifying to me. And thank you for your support and letting your listeners and your viewers know what we're doing, because that's really important too.
Well, I mean, where are you bivouacked? How do folks physically get in a car right now, get over there? How long are you going to be there again?
I'm going to be here until Sunday when the president leaves. So, like I said, we're going to be all over the island. They can, there's phone numbers that people can call to find out where we're going to be exactly if people can get over. There's emails. People can email me directly, Cindy@CindyCheehanSoapbox.com. If you tell us, if not like Crawford where we had a camp, we're going to be all over that island every day.
Well, Cindy, this is very exciting, and I'd like to get some updates from you again throughout the week here and maybe on Sunday, on the Sunday show when it's all over, kind of a recapping final event for people out there driving along in their cars or listening on shortwave or whatever or on satellite. Slowly give out the website address again.
Okay, Cindy Sheehan soapbox.blogspot.com. There's a schedule of times, dates, and places where we will be for sure that we know already. There's a place where people can donate to help us with expenses, and just a place where you can see the ideology or the philosophy of why we're out there.
Cindy, let me ask you a question in closing. Are you getting any media coming to you? Before, they were mobbing you. You were having to hide in a trailer, giving interviews 15 hours a day. Now what's happening?
There seems to be some interest. I talked to some corporate media newspapers today. So it's not like it was when I was in Crawford, that's for sure. So I find that very interesting.
Well, I mean, number one, it's a great story. Cindy Sheehan now back. You know, this has been going on for 7 years. Here's Cindy Sheehan, you know, 5 years into this. Now she's back. It's still happening under Obama. That's a big story.
I've been trying to be low-key until our press event tomorrow. So after the press event tomorrow, we'll see what happens.
Okay, we'll check in with you again. Cindy Sheehan, thank you.
Okay, great, Alex. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And again, we'll definitely at least check in with her Sunday in the aftermath of all of this. The media should be knocking her door down, but no, it's so trendy and fun to have Obama trying to start wars with the Russians and putting more troops into Afghanistan and wanting to go into Pakistan and Predator drones and 100,000 plus troops still in Iraq and never leaving. I mean, it's an insult to my intelligence. It's an insult to your intelligence to have the media and the Iraqi government, under orders of the globalist, redraw their city maps where the green zone and other bases aren't part of the cities now, and then say our troops have pulled out. I mean, this is a very cynical, cynical joke. And they did pull back in one respect. They pulled out the two-year-old surge, took troops out of the fortresses and put them in machine gun nests and checkpoints, kind of like community policing. And now they've pulled those out. So it's amazing. It's kind of like cutting somebody's leg off and saying, oh, but I'm trying to fix it, and giving them a Band-Aid. I mean, it's too little, too late. It's a joke. It's cosmetic. It's a corporate front. I want to keep going to your phone call before Dr. Eisenstein joins us. I also want to get into Bernanke being nominated for another term as private Federal Reserve chairman. The rest of the board's appointed by them, but he's the little front man. Geithner's the former head of the New York Fed. That's the real powerhouse in the corporate structure. That's coming up. Also, judge orders Fed to disclose who received bailout trillions. Paul Joseph Watson, key story up on PrisonPlanet.com. Big news. Judge orders Fed to disclose who received bailout trillions. I said billions. The mind has trouble dealing with trillions. You used to have trouble a decade ago with billions. Now it's trillions. Soon it'll be quadrillions. Well, it already is in the quadrillions, the total black hole of debt that we're dealing with the derivatives. I wanted to tell folks that up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, we have the first detailed write-up of my new film that is nearing completion. That is, we've got 2 hours laid out, and I'm trying to put this in, take that out, add this document, add that clip, working on a few final voiceovers, and I'll polish it in the next 3-4 weeks. Then it'll got to be mass manufactured. Pre-orders start September 21st. And they ship out a few days before the official release date at PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll release it there in the highest quality. It ships out on DVD a few days before that, so you should be getting it in or around the release time. We're trying to even make the DVD earlier and then hold it so we can ship it out even faster. But the pre-orders will start coming up in about 3-4 weeks, and I guess about 3.5 weeks. And I wanted to go ahead and play the trailer to the new film. So here is trailer one for Fall of the Republic. And I want to say great job to the music guys here. We've used Graham Reynolds in the past, and I've also bought royalty-free music in the past, and Rob Jacobson's made music in the past. This time we've been using Derek Einkoff and Will and a few others here in the office. Did a fabulous job. This is a quick mix. This is kind of a raw trailer because I realize I've been so focused on the film that I wasn't even focused on trailers to promote it. But so we've got even more powerful trailers coming out in the next few weeks. But this is a great trailer Rob Jacobson put together. And it says the following film preview is rated vital to the Republic and necessary for all audiences in defense of liberty. It's rated V for viral transmission in the info war. Spread this film everywhere through viral transmission to keep and preserve the Constitution and defeat tyranny in all its forms. Here it is, Fall of the Republic.
Last week, the head of the country's central bank floated the idea of dumping the greenback as the world's reserve currency, replacing it with an international currency.
Thousands of people gathered to hear Barack Obama deliver key foreign policy speech on his current European tour. His vision for America's place in a new world order.
Returning vets could be a risk to our nation.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
And one of the ways it will drive the change is through global governance.
I think a new world order is emerging.
This is a hoax and a scam which is designed to transfer wealth and power from the private sector to the government sector and from the government of the United States to a world government.
And those people who have been yelling, oh, the UN's going to take over global
conspiracy
government.
Conspiracy theorists.
They've been crazy, but now they're right.
And who got the money?
Hundreds and hundreds of banks. Any bank
or that has access to the U.S. Federal Reserve's discount.
Tell us who they are.
No.
You know, financial terrorism. They have the ability to tweak the knob.
I am proposing that the Federal Reserve be granted new authority.
The ultimate goal of the carbon tax and the cap and trade is to destroy production.
This energy tax is the largest tax increase in American history.
We're actually creating a global warming police. So number one, they can come in, the federal government can come in, inspect your house, and send you the bill. We're setting up a global warming Gestapo.
One of the things that if you talk to our generals, they are desperate for is a civilian counterpart to our military forces.
I am fierce.
And this is what I wear.
Senator Barack Obama's presidential campaign is asking Missouri law enforcement to target anyone who lies or runs a misleading television ad.
I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go.
The president, when he was in Europe last week, he met with the king of Saudi Arabia. He appeared to bow.
President Obama today proposed something new, something called prolonged detention. Pre-crime is where people are arrested and incarcerated to prevent crimes that they have not yet committed.
Fall of the Republic. Coming to the InfoWar. October 21st, 2009. Stay with us.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
EJC.com would like to offer all listeners the Big Seed Deal. This amazing deal contains 35 different varieties of heirloom seeds that will provide you and your family healthy vegetables for years to come. These seeds contain no GMO and are not hybrids. You will receive seeds to grow tomatoes, carrots, beans, broccoli, cucumbers, peppers, onions, cabbage, lettuce, pumpkins, spinach, peas, wheatgrass, and much more. And the best part? You will receive almost 6,000 seeds that you can save and replant each season for only $79. This means that these vegetables will only cost you about one penny for each one you grow. And in this economy, saving money is always welcome, especially when it comes to our food supply. Order now and these seeds will be shipped to you absolutely free. To learn more and to place your order, visit EJC.com. That's the letter E, the letter J.
I say I shot the sheriff.
Sheriff John Brown one day was coming down the road. He's going to shoot me. That's how I shot him.
And I start
right. Well said, Bob Marley. Okay, we got Dr. Eisenstein coming up 8 after. I'm going to take calls in the next segment and with Dr. Eisenstein as well. I really want to try to take more of your calls, more on the show, because just so many great callers, so much intel, so much info that is going on and happening out there. Before I go any further here today, I again want to encourage everybody to get really part one of Fall of the Republic. And that is, of course, the Obama deception, available at InfoWars.com. Also, PrisonPlanet.tv, we stream the live radio show in living color. It has all my films in super high quality, the archives of this radio show, of the TV show, of everything. Expanded extras that are only on PrisonPlanet.tv, my book, Descent into Tyranny, Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos. They're all available in ebook format. There's just so much. 5.5 years up and running at PrisonPlanet.tv, and we just continue to upgrade it, add more and more. We have CDN, so the video streams or downloads really fast. Again, PrisonPlanet.tv, or call toll free to get any of the books or videos or Obama Joker, fascist t-shirts, all these things that get the establishment hopping mad, available at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. Also, I want to thank Diginet.net, which every patriot should visit. It's Diginet.net. I want to tell you about this great sponsor where you can get the highest quality surveillance gear for the best prices. Everyone should have one of the DigiPens, which, by the way, is the same pen I bought for $150. I got them for like $45, $50. The unit is a video and audio recorder device, disguised as a pen. And as an unbiased witness, it can always be at your side, ready to help, and is admissible as evidence in the court if necessary. With the 2 and 4 gig models, you can record 2 hours or more of continuous audio video, and you will not believe the quality when you see it for the first time. Check it out by clicking the Diginet banner on InfoWars.com. That's Diginet.net. They got a bunch of other products, too, at Diginet.net. A little system that goes into a memory card hidden in your car with a couple tiny cameras. Very inexpensive, super easy to install, and it's just there with one click of a button. You've got it. It's just an invaluable thing to have. Be good for YouTube people that want to just record themselves while they're driving down the road, take it out with their buddies, having a fun discussion, pop it right in for YouTube, upload it. There's just all sorts of uses for Diginet.net. And one other sponsor is Ecola Blue. This is the fantastic atmospheric water generator. It's the system I love. I use it in my home and the office. 7 filters. It grabs water out of the air, then sends it to reverse osmosis, carbon filter, UV filter. EcolaBlue.com, state-of-the-art, very affordable, EcolaBlue.com, and their special runs through Monday, by the way, so their special for $200 off ends today, EcolaBlue.com, ECOLOBlue.com, or 1-800-691-6043, EcolaBlue.com, 800-691-6043, EcolaBlue.com, 1-800-691-6043, and you can check them out today, ladies and gentlemen. Believe me, this is the cleanest, purest water you're going to find anywhere. Comes right out of the air and then sits in the filters. EcolaBlue.com. All right, we'll be back with your calls, Dr. Eisenstein, and a lot more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Waging War on Corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Barack Obama depicted as zombie killer in new comic book. Is that racist? Is that wrong? Should we all be arrested by the thought police? Says they've portrayed the president as a new comic book series named as he plays on words with the popular horror franchise Resident Evil. And it's Obama with chainsaws as a superhero killing zombies. Yeah, it was okay to show him as Superman, to show him as Batman, but you don't show him as the Joker. Why, I need to be arrested for doing that. And anybody else does, too. You don't talk bad about the president. That's illegal, because we don't have free speech in America. Everybody knows that. Well, I got news for you. We're going to talk about whatever we want here. Let's go to Jeff in Oregon, then Donna in Texas, Bill, Gene, Pat, and others. Jeff, you're on the air. Welcome.
Well, yes, good morning, Alex. Just a question here. I happen to be listening to Dr. Tenpenny on with Nori. I think it was last week. And I'm just wondering, she hinted that she's thinking it will not be a forced inoculation, but rather a de facto criminalization of refusing the inoculation.
Yeah, no. Yeah, you won't fly. You'll have to stay in your house. They'll arrest you. They won't let you go to work. And then in the future, you have to take all their other vaccines or you can't go to work. That's exactly how they're planning to do it. In fact, let's set Tenpenny back up for the show. She's learned a lot more now about this current flu situation. She's been picking up a lot of new data. And let's also set up Horowitz. Horowitz and Tenpenny. But go ahead, sir.
So, you know, the thing that disturbs me about this is when she said that, of course, last night I was listening to the replay of when you interviewed Ike. I think it was the last time you interviewed Ike. And he seems to, and other people who talk about the New World Order, seem to come back to our best defense is to peacefully resist. The problem is, and it seems that nobody wants to talk about this, not Dr. Stan, not Ike, not anyone, they're not going to let you peacefully resist. They're not going to just let
it. I understand that. That's why we don't offensively go out, because then they can cast us as the bad guy. When we defend ourselves, there's no way for them to demonize it. But we try to reach out to military and police. You've got police, the military, the nurses associations in Europe and the U.S., the majority of them. 2 weeks ago, it was 35% of nurses say no. This week, it was last night, I saw over 60% in New York State. Look, they're not going to get away with it, but they're going to come back over and over again with wanting to put things in our bodies, because that's what the eugenicists are into. That's their zero population growth. That's what the government textbooks call for. That's what they want. So they want to set that precedent. That's why they love pharmacological crops. They're already engineering the crops to do this. Yeah, there's a poll. Half of doctors will refuse to take swine flu shot. Steve Watson, that came out today. So very, very interesting. Anything else, sir?
Yeah, did you say that Israel, 75% of the doctors were against the vaccine, but they're going to vaccinate the entire population anyway?
I don't remember saying that.
I must have heard that from somebody else. So, Alex, you are the Sean Connery character in Outland. Well done.
Outland? What am I like, going around with a shotgun, fighting with the company hitmen that are trying to sell some amphetamine drug? That's a good movie. Outland with Sean Connery. You ever seen it? It's a good science fiction movie. It's really like a Western set on some moon of Saturn, I think. They're running a mining operation. It's a good movie. Sean Connery should have done more serious roles like that. Said it's like Highlander. Oh, my God. I like Sean Connery movies like Thunderball. It's a good movie. All right, we're going to come back with Dr. Eisenstein. Stay with us.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the health major. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, for the next 15 minutes or so, we are joined by Dr. Meir Eisenstein. We sell his book. This is the one big book we sell on vaccination. And it's an amazing book. Don't vaccinate before you educate. This is the book to give friends, family, neighbors to inform them about what's really happening. Dr. Meir Eisenstein is a graduate of the University of Illinois Medical School, the Medical College of Wisconsin School of Public Health, and the John Marshall Law School. In his 33 years in medicine, he has practiced, cared for more than 75,000 patients, grandparents, and children. He is board certified by the National Board of Medical Examiners, American Board of Public Health and Preventative Medicine. He's like a super doctor and a lawyer, and the American Board of Quality Assurance and Utilization Review Physicians. He is recipient of the Howard Fellowship, Health Professional Scholarship, University of Illinois School of Medicine Scholarship, and a member of the Illinois Bar. He is the author of Give Birth at Home with the Home Birth Advantage Safe Medicine, Don't Vaccinate Before You Educate, Unequivocally Dangerous Medical Hazards of HRT and Unlocking Nature's Pharmacy. His medical film which means in Latin, Above All, Do No Harm. They've gotten rid of the Hippocratic Oath, so that's good to still keep that alive. And a documentary on home birth was an award winner at the Chicago Film Festival. And homefirst.com is just one of his websites, homefirst.com. Doc, I got you on about vaccines, and it's been too long. It's been like 2 years since I've had you on. There is so much to go into, but we were talking during the break. Please repeat the point you made when I was first talking to you.
Let me tell you, Alex, it is a true report, a comment. You know, as I've been following this, you know, I've been blessed. I'm a student of the late Dr. Mendelsohn, so I knew that vaccines were dangerous because he knew about that 35 years ago, and so most of my practice and none of my children have been vaccinated. But what you were talking about, eugenics, population control, that they have different stuff in the vaccines, your material's gotten soft, Alex. I mean, this is mainstream media that they're picking up on this. You know, I mean, I wanted to know something interesting. I looked at Fox News yesterday online, and they talked about that the latest czar, Dr. John Holdren, who's a nasty, nasty person. I mean, and we're going to talk about him for a minute. You know, he wants to push this vaccine in September. You know, but and he's the one who co-authored a book with Dr. Paul Ehrlich in the 70s about eugenics and everything. I mean, he's, you know, they openly said it, you know, and he's the one who wants to push this. But so they talked about how 90,000 people are going to die. 100 people commented. 95% have been listening to Alex Jones, or I thought they were. There's mercury, you shouldn't take the vaccine. There's squalene, you shouldn't take the vaccine. Dr. Tenpenny said you shouldn't take the vaccine. I thought I was looking at a alternative medicine blog. Unbelievable. You're soft, Alex. You got to get better material. You got to make up some stuff. The New World Order, it's all real. That's what's so, it's frightening. It's absolutely
Well, here's
frightening.
The issue, and you're right. Actually, a lot of conspiracy theorists do start getting into the Earth is hollow and has space aliens in it, and Alex Jones is a reptoid, because all the mainline stuff has been admitted now, so it doesn't have that shock value. But right. No, I just go off the government documents. I go off of what I'm aware of. That's why now it's all mainstream news, because they're carrying their program out. But because we planted all those seeds, and you and others valiantly did as well, now we're having a big effect. And you're right. I see articles about the government health care, the vaccines, message boards on mainline newspapers in Europe, in Texas, England. And you're right. 9 out of 10 or more. When you said 95%, that's more like it. And people can right. go see this for themselves. They're all awake. They know. And I think the eugenicists, just like with Hitler, you know, Hitler was a popular guy in 1936, 37, 38, Time magazine, you know, great guy, eugenics is great. But as soon as you stand up to them, they collapse. And I think that's starting to happen, but go ahead.
Paper tigers. Well, you know, I just have to add a little bit something. You said 30% of doctors, that was the report out of England where they're about to do it, but said they will not administer or take the swine flu vaccine. But it's even more. 35% more said they weren't sure, which means only about 25% said they would do it. Well, that's an F in every class I've been at. I've been in a lot of classes in my life. You know, I think the public has gotten well informed. I think there's so much material. You have done, really, I want to commend you. You've done an incredible job. You have talked and talked until people say, hey, wait a minute, Alex may be telling us something that's real. You know, and so it's really exciting. You know, I'm really not that worried what's going to happen. I've told all my families, 50% of the families will come to us homeschool their children. So they have a little bit of protection. I've told those who go to school, you may have to keep your children out of school. So what? Big deal. What's going to happen? They're going to end up at Harvard, Yale, because the kids don't go to school like that. Don't waste their time in school. They're the ones who end up at the top schools. You know, but I think that they are so afraid. See, I tell you, Alex, add conspiracy theory, not even conspiracy theory. The vaccine manufacturers know that the vaccine doesn't work. They know that. They absolutely know. It's never worked. You pointed it out. The swine flu in 76 didn't work. Every year the seasonal flu vaccine doesn't
work.
Well,
sir, you're the medical doctor, so take your time. Go through that and then walk through these mercury and squalene adjuvants, what they're causing in the body. As a top medical doctor, break it down for us.
Well, you know, let me give you what I think their game plan is. They weren't worried about giving the swine flu vaccine in September when they knew that swine flu wasn't going to be an issue. But now they're concerned it may be an issue and people may die from it. I mean, that's not even a question. So they they couldn't give the vaccine in September. And then, see, the majority of the flu season is between September and the end of October. That's when the people get sick and die. After that, it tends to be milder, no matter what. See, that way they've got 50 years of history on this. And so they realized that, that when this may be real, if they gave the vaccine in September, inoculated 300 million people in this country, and 100,000 people die, their whole vaccine program with all the other childhood vaccines could go down the drain. So they took the vaccine that they had, they put it in storage, and they said, we can't come out with it until the end of October. Now, John Haldren, Dr. John Haldren, not an MD, not a medical doctor, but yet he's the director of the White House Office on Science and Technology Policy, you know, and he said, no, it is so imperative that you have to water it down and give it in the middle of September. The drug companies now come back to him. Now, I'm making this up, but and say, oh, we're happy to give you watered down because we'll tell you it most probably doesn't work. So now we're covered either way. We've made our money in September, and if it doesn't work, we say, you see, we have to wait until we have the right amount, you know. And so that's the whole thing, you know. All the other stuff, the mercury, the squalene, you know, are, I mean, mercury is one of the most known toxins, and now they're trying to back off and pretend it's not in the vaccine. But it's not only Alex Jones or Sherry Tenpenny who's saying it. The Wall Street Journal ran the article. The New York Times ran the article. The Washington Post, or I like to call it the Washington Compost, you know. you know, and so, it's so out there. You know, I think it becomes, Alex, one of these points where all these misinformed or non-thinkers, you know, go along until they say, hey, wait a minute, I'm the next one who's going to be put into the concentration camp. You know, and I think, and I can tell you something came out this morning, which is great because I heard you mention Mike Adams, who's just fabulous. He came out with a video. Everyone should go on to YouTube. Look at his video. It says, don't inject me. It is just great. And just, you know, and you know, I think now they're less worried about the damage they can cause with mercury and squalene, both toxic chemicals. Squalene has never been approved for use. I mean, and they're more worried that they could lose the whole program. What does it mean, the whole program? The polio, the DPT, the measles, mumps, and rubella. Because once people start doubting, all of a sudden the truth starts coming out.
Well, sir, I know 3 years ago you looked at the trials. I covered it. I had other medical doctors on. I had families, women whose children had died on the show just in the trials with the HPV shot, the human papilloma, Gardasil.
Right.
And then now the FDA comes out last week and says, yeah, we may put a warning out on this. From your medical research, is it the virus or the adjunct or the thing that triggers the immune system? Why is that shot killing people?
Well, you know, I think all of them are, but this one is more remarkable because you're dealing with young teenage girls. And so it becomes more dramatic. If a 4-year-old or a 5-year-old dies, they can attribute it to something else. You know, asthma, bronchitis, you know. But when a healthy, good-looking teenager who's a cheerleader, who's 13, 14, or 15 years old, and those are the ones who've been dying because they're the ones who are getting the vaccines right now, it, you know, Stalin said it the best. The death of one person is a tragedy. The death of 10,000 is a statistic. And I think we've finally taken use, knowing what to do. You know, I don't know. You know, I don't know the answer. Except Dr. Mendelsohn, back in the 70s, just made the blanket statement after he was the national medical director of Head Start, which means he was the top pediatrician in the country when it came to the government program. He made the statement, every single vaccine causes neurological damage. And that was even before we knew about the mercury, before we knew about the aluminum. He just had this global vision of being involved and seeing what was happening. And I think that everyone's got a piece of the puzzle, Alex. And so to say it's only the mercury, only the squalene, or the aluminum, or the aborted fetal tissue, you know, or the neomycin or streptomycin, which are all...
So it's not just the adjuvants, it's the cocktail. I had Dr. Russell Blaylock on last week, a prestigious brain surgeon. Right. He said that brains are looking different for people's ages, people don't have memory, that people are brain damaged. And I want to talk to you as a medical doctor when we come back about that. And he said it's vaccines, it's the pesticides, it's the heavy metals in the foods. It's a cocktail. But what is different today than 30, 40 years ago? Dr. Mayor Eisenstein, prestigious doctor, huge practice. We'll talk about how the Amish don't get autism.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com. Or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
I sleep good at night, ladies and gentlemen, because I know not just White House science czar's own government policy book, Eco-Science, but from the United Nations Biological Diversity Assessment, 89-96, from the State Department Memorandum 200, the Royal Commission on Population, 49, from the minutes and documents of the Carnegie and Ford Foundation that are public from even 80 years ago, It's just amazing stuff that it is eugenics, that it's cold-blooded, they see us as animals, and they're carrying this out. And I know these vaccines are killing people, but as Dr. Eisenstein just said, the little-known secret is that these vaccines don't work. Even if you believe they work, they never get the mutation right. Doc, you want to explain that to people?
Well, it's not only the swine flu, because in 1976 we have the best experiment on vaccines ever. That was when President Gerald Ford, felt that we were going to have a swine flu epidemic and ordered the inoculation of every single American. Well, they got through about 15 or 20%, and this ran for about 5 or 6 weeks. And all of a sudden they realized there were people dying from the vaccine, but no one was dying from the swine flu. And so what they did is they immediately ended the program. They claimed only 40 or 50 people died. But, Alex, I can guarantee you, without knowing the actual data, if 40 or 50 people died, they wouldn't have stopped the program. My feeling is hundreds died. And they claim there are 5,000 people who got a neurological disorder from the vaccine called Guillain-Barré, where you have temporary paralysis, but many times complete paralysis, which never recovers. They claim 5,000. I believe it's got to be at least 50,000, because I know almost every doctor who knew one or two patients who had Guillain-Barré from the vaccine. It's not possible. 5,000 is a very, very small number, you know, and they wouldn't have cut it out because of that. And there was a warning just now in England from the head of neurological services that they believe that this vaccine will also cause neurological damage. Hello? We've known this for 30
years.
Well,
yes, sir.
You know?
Yes, sir. And the doctor, being honest, was citing internal CDC reports, so they know.
Right, exactly. And so we already know for 76 that this flu vaccine doesn't work. But it's more than just the flu vaccine. When you take a look, and no one's better than Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. I mean, she is just the best researcher I've ever in my life met. I mean, she gets every, because she's so gentle looking, Alex, that everyone is willing to give her the data thinking that she's not as radical as she is. You know, and you take a look at her books, and you take a look at her writing, and you take a look at the data, and what does the data show? There isn't one disease that a vaccine has really caused to be eliminated. And you start with diseases we don't have vaccines. Tuberculosis, why doesn't it exist today? A Rocky Mountain speed is a fever, yellow fever, plague, cholera. We don't have vaccines for these. Yet all these diseases were very rampant 100 years ago, don't exist anymore. And then when you look at the charts, like polio, diphtheria, tetanus, whooping cough, and you take a look, the disappearance of these diseases was almost, it just kept going from 80 years ago, there was a lot of these diseases, and now less and less. Then the vaccine comes in. The vaccine should change the curve, that it should drop right down. It doesn't. It continues at the same curve. So you take the tuberculosis curve, no vaccine. Overlay.
Well, doctor, let me stop you, because I'm aware of the Australian, U.S., British, Canadian data. The graphs can all be superimposed. In fact, I should even dig one up online and post it. Because of indoor plumbing, because of sanitation, because of better nutrition, you see, starting 100 years ago, a massive plunge in all these diseases. Then vaccines worldwide become popular, and the diseases actually across the board start going back up, proving that these are hurting people's immune systems, causing problems. I'm not stealing your thunder.
No, you're not.
It's just you're moving quickly. It is conclusive, and that's why the eugenicists want to shoot you up, the evidence shows, is because they believe they're naturally coming in to reapply diseases that hand washing and better nutrition and running water have gotten rid of. Go ahead, sir.
But, you know, let me tell you, you are 100% right. But here's what's happened. There's not a lot of treatment for many of these diseases that we mentioned. And so they have to come up with a real scheme, and that is, how do we create chronic illness, arthritis, cancer, heart disease, where people will live for a substantial amount of time and will have to take drugs for the rest of their life. You know, and that's what we've done. We've replaced infectious disease with chronic illness, and I'm convinced the vaccines are the number one cause of our chronic illness.
And by the way, you said that in books years ago and on this show. Now we have mainstream news reporting in laboratory tests that it's giving the rats they give the vaccines to chronic, hardcore arthritis. We'll be right back and talk about that with Dr. Eisenstein.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
We just haven't had the world premiere today of the new trailer for Fall of the Republic. Vermos is making a film called Invisible Empire. And it's amazing research. He's been working on this thing for years. It's coming out early next year. They're going to have the world premiere of that. It's not even on YouTube yet. Coming up next hour here on air. At PrisonPlanet.tv. If you're a member, you'll be able to see the video here for the first time, if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member. But if you're not, you'll be able to hear, obviously, the audio from it. And then coming up later this evening, you're going to have an article Vermos wrote and the trailer at the Alex Jones channel on YouTube. It will be up in the next 2 hours or so. But world premiere coming up at the bottom of the next hour. So exactly 1 hour from now, or 59 minutes if you want to get technical. We'll play that here. Got a bunch of other news I want to go over. We're going to I know we have Donna and Bill and Gene and Pat, and I don't want to hang up on these callers, but you were here before we got Dr. Eisenstein on. You can either change your question to him about the flu or the New World Order or eugenics, or call back another day. I'm going to give the number out, 1-800-259-9231. Now, doctor, you're a humble guy. You're one of the leading experts on this because the government likes to cover up their own studies, their own tests. Big Pharma does, or take the aspartame trials. It killed almost all the rhesus monkeys that they gave it to. But then they use that data by removing the dead monkeys to say, get it approved. You know, they play all sorts of games. You're a leading expert because you have one of the biggest practices in the country. I mean, you're quite the productive person. Not just, do you have a medical examiner's license, or are you a lawyer or multiple medical degrees? You've got a huge, huge practice of homeschoolers, regular folks, and then you also watch the Amish and know them. Tell folks, finish your point about how the vaccines don't work, and then let's get into just the evidence right there that you see public schools where some schools, a third of the school, have got neurological disorders supposedly or their brains have been rotted by the vaccines and other chemicals. Then meanwhile, the Amish, you don't ever see that. You don't see autism.
That's exactly right. You know, I mean, that was, I didn't even really know that one way or the other until Dan Olmsted, who was at the time a senior medical writer for United Press International, he came to Chicago because he heard about our practice. Now, I want to know, Alex, it's not only me. Dr. Rosie, Dr. Schantauer, Dr. Zumhagen, and 20 other doctors have worked with me over the last 30-plus years. And we've always had a practice that gave vaccine choice to families. And you say, you asked earlier, what's the difference from 35 years ago? Well, 35 years ago, they didn't give 58 vaccines to children the first couple of years of life. We gave 10 or 12. Still most probably problematic, but the problem wasn't a fraction was today. So Dan Olmsted comes to Chicago. He spends time with our practice and talks to all the doctors, and he said, you know, where is the autism? Show me the autism. I said, you know, I want to know, Alex, I barely knew what autism was. I'd read about it in the textbooks, but that was about it. Never saw a case, you know. And we have been delivering babies at home, and that's mainly what we've done, and we still continue to do it. And we're close to 20,000 babies alone that we deliver at home. But here's the shift in our practice. In the last 10 or 15 years, as I've become more and more vocal about vaccines, our vaccine rates have gone from 10% to practice to 9% to 5%, where now it's almost non-existent. The only reason we don't become a vaccine-free practice is because my partners have been with me for more than 25 years who've never vaccinated their children said to me, Mayor, if we give such a hard line, we're going to lose thousands of people when they come, realize that they don't have to vaccinate their children. And all of a sudden it became obvious that it's more than just autism. We have virtually no asthma, virtually no diabetes, virtually no allergies. You know, all these chronic conditions that children today suffer from. And those people will say, oh, there's no real increase in autism. We're just counting different. Well, how do you count all? You said it so well. The neurological problems in school. The fast.
Look, I'm going to stop you right there.
Yeah.
I don't need to be a rocket scientist to know that when I went to see movies like Dumbo when I was a kid, or I went to take my sister, who's 14 years younger than me, you know, when I was in high school and college, I'd take her. My parents would say, will you come over and babysit next week and take her to a movie? You never saw autistic children. I'm right on the green belt. I'm at the mall. I take my kids every few months to a movie. It's like two or three rows are in there autistic. I mean, they are the schools, and people say, oh, well, that's just false diagnosis. Let me tell you, it's not false diagnosis when you're on the green belt and there's autistic kids running around screaming everywhere, completely out of their minds. I mean, they're under chemical attack. And we've seen autism rates go from, what, 1 in 25,000 20-something years ago to 1 in 86 now? The Fed's own numbers? I mean, boy.
And that's the most severe case. All this has to be looked at as the same thing, what Dr. Melson said 30 years ago. What's the difference between ADD, ADHD, and autism? Just the spectrum. You know, how severely your brain has been damaged, like Dr. Blaylock said. You know, and that's the only difference. And we saw virtually none of this. But even more impressive may have been when Blue Cross called me. This was about 2-3 years ago. And they said to me, because we also have a small HMO group that were part of Blue Cross. And they said the asthma rate in their network was 12%. We had one child out of 1,000 with asthma, you know. And they have a great definition. 2 emergency room visits in 1 year for any respiratory illness or 1 hospitalization. So you can't say one person's doing one thing, one person's doing another thing. And they wanted to know, Alice, you're going to have to hear this. This is very fascinating. So So I go to the meeting there at Blue Cross, and they said to me, Doc, why do you have such low rates? I said, well, we're the best doctors in the world. He says, come on, tell us the truth. So I said, why don't you tell me what you think? Because they have all the records there from all the HMO patients. None of these children are vaccinated. How incredible. That was frightening. That's when I realized that Alex Jones not only is right, not only has had an impact in the country, you know, but this is not conspiracy theory. This is overt now.
Well, that's what's crazy about this. Why would these corporate minions who aren't part of that upper crust of eugenicists, why would anybody want to do this? I mean, I've been on vacation, I've been at the mall, I've been at the grocery store, and you'll see an autistic child, you know, 10 years old in diapers, and I'm not obnoxious about it. I want to know, and I walk over and I say, when did your child become autistic? And they always say,
after a vaccine.
18 months old, third round of shots. He was running around talking, singing. Now he does this. And the child's, and I mean, it's, and then I read about how when your kid has the convulsion that night, they then send the police to arrest you because they do a CAT scan and see the brain swelling and say you shook your kid's head when you're a medical doctor and have countless others on. Clearly, they know the mercury and the squalene is causing an autoimmune response and making the brain swell. So then they don't just brain damage your kid with a chemical lobotomy. Now they're going to arrest you for it, too.
Well, you know, let me tell you, Alex, do you think everyone in Germany were Nazis? Every one of the people, every one of the Germans? But, you know, there's a point that the more so-called, quote, intellectual a society becomes, and I put that word in quotes, not smart, you know, they all of a sudden defer to the experts, and they stop thinking, and the brain goes soft. And all of a sudden, you can't imagine that all these experts are wrong, you know, and it doesn't take very many. And that's what you said. They're a paper tiger. They're a blessed paper tiger. And I think what's happening now, just like at the town hall meetings, Alex Jones hired and spent money to hire all these people to go to the town hall meetings. I don't think so. You didn't hire the 80-year-old woman who was in a wheelchair who's screaming how ridiculous this is, and they're calling her a hoodlum, you know. It's all the same, you know, but it's not working anymore, and that's the problem. All of a sudden, it's not working. They no longer can just say it, and that's true. Well, that's Chicago politics at its best. Just say it enough, say the lie enough times, and people will believe it. I mean, I think that it's just so out of control, and I wanted to know that autism, of all the things in my 30-plus years in medicine, I've never seen anything as devastating to a family. Cancer, nothing compared to it. Heart disease, nothing. Those children are alive. They just have a shortened life. Autism, the parents have no life. No life. And these are the most brave parents in the world who take care of these children. You know, something, I was at a conference in California last week, an autism conference, and I realized something I hadn't realized before. I'd never met both a husband and a wife together, because one of them is always at home taking care of their child. How sad is that, you know, that you can't administer, hand over the care to somebody else. That's how difficult it is.
Well, the child is in a prison, and the parents are in a prison, and it doesn't have to be this way. But then on top of it, but going back to the Amish, I mean, you're right. This has been even picked up in national news, that you don't have these autistic children with the Amish. You don't have these high rates of cancer. You don't have these rates of the asthma. From your medical research and the other research you've gone over, what is it doing? I mean, from the other doctors we've had on, and endocrinologists and epidemiologists and brain surgeons, neurologists, they basically say that what's in the vaccines causes all sorts of inflammation and damage and burnout of the pancreas, burnout of different glands, all sorts of just total disruption in the body. I mean, is that, I know that's an oversimplification.
It's not an oversimplification. I go back to, yeah, I'm kind of an old-time general practitioner. That's what I'm like, you know. And I'm pretty good, as my wife says, that when I hear the truth, I seem to know it. And when Dr. Mendelsohn said it over 30 years ago, every vaccine causes neurological damage. And then you've got the brilliant people like Dr. Blaylock and Dr. Boyd Haley, who now give you the reason why it's causing it. We see it. Every Alex Jones, and there aren't very many of you, who goes in the mall sees it. All they're doing is giving you why it's happened. You know, I have made the statement, Alex, now for more than 3 years, There is no autism in our prayer. I use the word virtually because I don't know every single family. I mean, some may have left, may have moved to California. I have yet to get one letter. And boy, do I get a lot of hate emails at times. You know, when I talked about Obamacare, it is not for this doctor. My God, I got people sending me back emails. You better apologize. He's our president. I say, it's not my president. I didn't vote for him.
Oh, yeah, they love it. They love to now say you can't even criticize him.
Right.
Well, I mean, the issue is I've read over the three different bills. And everything people say is in there and more. And we've shown the subsections. And they use this big lie. Like they say, we haven't introduced any anti-gun bills. They've introduced all these horrible ones. We've listed them. They say, oh, that's not in there. And then, you know, all this government control, all this rationing of care. That's the European model. We know, but also forcing more vaccines, more drugs. We know that that's all in there. But I also watch CNN and these other channels. They keep showing, I just am broke and I don't have money for my illness and I need the free health care. They don't explain that it's only going to bankrupt things more and that government isn't going to give you that health care. They're going to take money out of your paycheck and then give you an aspirin for a heart attack. I mean, but again, they're selling, feel sorry for me. You know, be nice Americans, give in to big government again. And people are wise now. They don't, when somebody beats them over the head and says, you're a racist if you don't do what we say, you don't care about sick people if you don't do what we say, people see right through that.
This is the most gracious country in the world. God bless America. My father came from Poland. He lived in Russia. He was a rabbi. He was a good businessman. Came to America. My dad spoke 9 languages. And he said, he's traveled the whole world. When he came to America, and I was a year old when he came to America, it was after the war, and every morning he got up and said, God bless America. There is no country more gracious that will take care of people. Everyone's taken care of in this country. Mr. President, you don't know what the blessed heck you're talking about. If you, God forbid, you know, have a injury, you go to any emergency room and they take care of you. If that bill isn't passed on to someone else, the doctor in the hospital take care of you. They don't get paid.
Exactly.
Get
my dad's a physician, and he says they were taught in medical school, they were taught that's what you do, that about 20-30% of your practice is supposed to be free.
Exactly.
And then now, under this Obamacare, it actually takes that liability off the hospitals, off the doctors, and off the insurance companies, and then you get government care. The government says they can't even read the 1,300-page bill, but they're going to now practice medicine. And then Obama gives these speeches where he says what tests you need, and he's now Dr. Obama?
Yeah, I know. Let me tell you something. There are a couple of doctors in Congress and in the Senate, and every one of them is against this, Republican or Democrat. I find that very fascinating, you know. I think you're right, Alex. I think they're seeing through it. And so your message is coming through. And really, God bless you. What you've been doing, you know, has been just incredible because, you know, who would have thought that 2 or 3 years ago, you know, I mean, it's just absolutely amazing. But I can tell you, going back to the vaccine issues, what can we do? Because we don't have to bury our head in the sand right now. There are some very simple treatments. Just washing the hands is nonsense. You know, what are you supposed to tell, you know, when don't kiss anyone, don't shake your hand, wash your hands. This is nonsense. Because, you know, I mean, it's clearly good hygiene before you sit down to eat to wash your hands. I mean, that's, but this business, what they're talking about is image without substance. And I can tell you that there's enough evidence that vitamin D has made a difference. We looked at the 1918 Spanish flu, and the most interesting thing were the sailors. We were at war, remember, 1918. The sailors on the ship had the lowest mortality from the Spanish flu. The soldiers in the barracks and in the foxholes had the highest mortality.
So we need sunshine.
Say again?
We need to get more sun.
More sun. And if not, you get a little bit of vitamin D. I mean, it's inexpensive. It's cheap. You know, no one can make a big living selling it. You know, you want your vitamin D. You want to get your vitamin D levels.
And, of course, that's the old wives' tale, is you need to get more sun or you're going to get sick. You need to get outside.
Right. My grandmother used to tell me, Alex, when I'd be sitting, it was nice, I'd say, Mayor, what are you doing in the house? It's beautiful. Get outside. You know, get a little bit of sun. I want to know how powerful this message is. You know, this has been 35 years of deception by the American Academy of Dermatology saying that sun will give you skin cancer. Well, if that's true, how can we have more skin cancer now than ever and no one's in the sun? Well, I'll tell you why. Just what you said. Sunscreen. They've got chemicals and poisons in them just as bad as the vaccines. No one should be taking sunscreen. You know, it's unbelievable.
It's almost pure aluminum.
Yeah.
It's incredible. We're meant to get sun. It's what our whole body drives on. All the studies in Northern Europe with the highest rates of suicide. By law, they stick sun lamps in. Suicide rate plunges because our eyes are meant to get sun. We are meant to get sun. And yes, we're meant for our skin to get spots on it and get old. This is what we're designed. We live on a planet. Northern Europeans have white skin, so they get more because you have less sun in the north. You want the sun. You need the sun. It's good.
That's exactly right, you know. And I'm giving a paper in December. I'm presenting a paper at the American Academy of Anti-Aging, and the topic is low vitamin D levels, the root cause of cancer. There's enough evidence that that's most probably true. No longer conspiracy theory. Already, people are believing it.
Well, imagine the conspiracy theory. It's like when I see ads for grass-fed beef. It's like bizarre to feed cows grass instead of dead cows.
Yeah.
And it's bizarre to go, oh, we're supposed to get sun. Or, wow, global warming's good. It's caused by the sun. The sun, imagine it. It's the source of life. Doctor, stay there. Incredible info. Let's take calls straight ahead.
If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, RMApply.com has a message that is vitally important for you and your family. Did you know that you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM benefits? Visit RMApply.com and apply for free to see how much you are entitled to. Right now, people just like you are taking advantage of their benefits and using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, and support this show's sponsors. You may be entitled to hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's your money, and you're entitled to it. Apply for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Or call them today for a free, no-obligation evaluation to see how much you qualify for. Call 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155 today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Well, I'm really honored to have Dr. Eisenstein with us. He'll be with us a little bit into the next hour. And we've got the world premiere of Varmus's new film, a trailer of that as well. I meant to have our first trailer out weeks ago, and I got behind. And so we're just releasing these both at the same time. So that's always exciting and interesting. It's not anywhere yet. It'll air here first at PrisonPlanet.tv as we simulcast on the radio. Dr. Eisenstein, there's so many other points. What do you see happening then? Because I agree with you, and this is all a fluid situation, that so much came out on Gardasil killing people. So much has come out on autism that they're now trying this big flu hysteria as a cover for federal and UN control under level six. And that's congressmen are saying this now, too.
Exactly. And I think you're right on point. I mean, you're right on point. It's not even theory anymore. It's reality.
So really, they're playing the game from 20 years ago, but you and I and many others have woken folks up, the great listeners out there have. And so now I saw them go from saying they had 195 million doses to 40 million dosages. And I'm not saying we've had victory because they may keep going, but it does look like we're seeing them start to pull back.
I think there's no question about it, you know. And so they're applying as much scare tactic as possible. 90,000 will die. And it's possible. It's possible 90,000 will die. I don't think it's out of the question, you know. The answer isn't going to be the you know, it's just like Gardasil. Let's go back there for a minute. It's a serious problem. What the problem is that there's no question about it that promiscuity among young children, among teenagers, is the cause of sexually transmitted disease. Until we say that out loud, it's not going to stop. And all we do is give it different names. Before, it used to be called syphilis and gonorrhea, then it changed to herpes, then it became AIDS, and now they're talking about, so all they're doing is giving fancy names because we're so politically correct, we're not allowed to say, if you have sexual relations, you know, outside of marriage, or, and I'm not trying to be this, you know, religious type person.
No, the point is, it's dangerous behavior. You're going to get burned. This is serious, serious business. And so they give you a vaccine, which they admit on the insert doesn't even protect you from the human papillomavirus, all the hundreds of strains, and then it kills a bunch of people.
And let me tell you something. My senior partner, Dr. Rosie, who's been with me for more than 25 years, calls all these the Gardasil, the hepatitis B vaccine, the safe sex vaccine. What is the message we're giving? We've got such great vaccines. You can go and have sex with everyone after you get this vaccine. I mean, that's the message, you know. I mean, what a message. And all of a sudden people say, wait a minute, that's not a very good message. And it's no different here than the flu vaccine and the whole vaccine program. You know, I think people are wising up, and that's what we're seeing. You know what it is? It's not as much wising up. They're having the courage to say, you know, Alex may be right. He may not be that crazy lunatic who's talking about that we need our guns and we need our rights. Maybe there is a constitution still, you know. This is America, and my dad right now is not rolling over in his grave. He is saying, you know, the people will wake up and they will vote this administration out. Will that end it? No, but you know what? Live another day, you know. And
the point is, we're in the fight. We're not rolling over to tyranny. I want to come back and take some phone calls, but I want to encourage all the viewers and listeners, don't vaccinate before you educate. Mayor Eisenstein, MD, JD, MPH. This is the book, Balanced Real Medical Facts, Real History, 33, 34, 35 years of research. This is the book that is not full of scare tactics, not full of baloney, not conspiracy theories. It's available at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com in the secure online video bookstore shopping cart, or you can simply go to the toll-free number, 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139 to get Don't Vaccinate Before You Educate. You could save somebody's life. If you got neighbors that have kids, give it to them. Be obnoxious. That's what it's all about, saving people. We'll be right back.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We've got Dr. Mayor Eisenstein for another 20 minutes. We're going to take exclusively now your phone calls. Then I'm going to news blitz, play Jason Burmes' trailer, and a lot more. That is coming up. Right now, let's go ahead and talk to Bill in California. You're on the air with the author of Don't Vaccinate Before You Educate. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex, for having me on. I'm a new listener. I was a dumb down on the right until you opened my eyes. I really appreciate that. The point I want to make is yesterday as I was listening to you, I'm watching Fox News on TV and watching the news feeds on the bottom, and right away Kathleen Sebelius is on there, and the news flashes, 522 die in U.S. from swine flu. So that's number one. Number two, again, today they did the news flash, like the doctor was saying, that 90,000 could die. Now also, I'm looking at a article that was in the LA Times saying hundreds of thousands could die from swine flu if vaccinations fail. Now what I did is I tied all this together with the FEMA camps and the coffins. Those coffins aren't to bury, they're to get the dead bodies to the FEMA camp where they can burn them because they don't want any evidence left behind. What do you think about that?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned this because just a week or two ago, it was 200 deaths. So, wow, they're saying 500. I got to look up that latest number. The thing is, they continue to put out a bigger number, then revise it, because they'll say everybody that died of flu died of this. Then later it comes back it wasn't that, or in some cases it was when they didn't know. But Dr. Eisenstein said this may be a really bad flu. It may be mutating. It may kill more than what it regularly does. But if they almost shut the country down for a couple deaths in April, what's going to happen when the regular flu hits and it kills 30-something thousand? Dr. Eisenstein, comments on what the caller just said.
You know, you're totally right, you know. But it goes along with, here's the misinformation. This may be serious. Here's the answer. The two don't follow from each other, you know, because the real answers are good hygiene, good nutrition, and lots of vitamin D.
The one exactly. They're now making the solution. They're saying all you've got is this vaccine, which isn't even the right mutation. And they're saying right there on the LA Times, if it fails, basically 200,000 are dead. Right. That's the key. You just hit the key there. I hope people realize that. I haven't really thought of it that way. They're not telling you what all the studies show about vitamin D, sunshine, plenty of rest, drinking purified water, eating healthy, not being around big crowds of people if this breaks out. I'm sorry, Doc. Go ahead.
No, you're right on point. You know, this is on the light of just two studies, not put out by Mayor Eisenstein. One was in the Archives of Internal Medicine, a so-called, quote, prestigious journal, that 75% of the country is severely deficient in vitamin D. And then there was the one in Pediatrics 3 months ago, which says 75% of children and 100% of Hispanics and African Americans are deficient in vitamin D. Watch who dies. It sounds awful. I mean, I don't want to make predictions like that. You know, they'll be the ones who are deficient in vitamin D will have the highest probability of dying. Now, is vitamin D the total answer? Nothing in life is the total answer. One day, all of us will be with the Lord. That's the bottom line. You know, but our goal is to kind of put it off a little bit.
Well, Doc, I mean, I was reading some studies, but I experienced this myself. One time in college, living alone, I barely got to the phone and called my dad to come over and get me out of bed and take me to the hospital to give me a shot of some type of anti-nauseous medicine. I forget the name of it. Fenugreek. But I mean, I couldn't get out of bed for 3 days. I was totally dehydrated. If I'd have been an old person or couldn't got to the phone, I probably would have ended up dying. I mean, isn't most of the flu killing people because they're already sick or debilitated, or they just are alone and end up getting stuck in bed?
Or both.
Well, explain that to us when we get back. We'll take calls from Pat, Jenny, and Robert. Final segment with Dr. Mayor Eisenstein, the book, Don't Vaccinate Before You Educate. Mayor Eisenstein, MD, JD, MPH. But yeah, I mean, I've had the flu so bad, folks. I mean, I'm sure a lot of you have had it. So a lot of this, you need to help your neighbors.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high demand summer months ahead. Number 4, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solution from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching, a storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and is flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at makeherbalmedicines.com. That's makeherbalmedicines.com, or call toll free 877-327-0365.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Seconds. But I've got We had emergency managers on from Indiana on the border with Illinois. We got internal documents from the state of New York. In January of this year, now 8 months ago, the federal government was preparing police for a flu outbreak, doing riot drills, telling them harden their police stations, get ready for mass graves. And then magically, April, this comes out and they hype it up. And then now magically, they've got a vaccine. And magically, they're saying it's going to kill hundreds of thousands if we don't take it. I mean, I don't see any way this couldn't be rigged at some level. And then a lot of epidemiologists, virologists say this is clearly a manufactured virus. Looks like it was made in a laboratory, was altered, doesn't really have a pedigree. Any comments on that?
I thought about this a lot, and I think it's 100% true, you know, but unfortunately it does make a difference. The cat's out of the bag, you know, and be it government manufactured, lab manufacturer, pharmaceutical industry manufacturer, we have a potential serious problem, you know, and all the more reason why their answer, you know, they thought they had a neat package. They thought they were going to put something out and have an answer for it. That's one theory. Or they were going to put something out that didn't work, but people would get it. A mild flu, which they would be able to then scare people into pandemic. Remember, the word pandemic doesn't mean you're going to die. It means a lot of people are going to get it. There's no question in my mind that millions of people have gotten this swine flu strain. You know, very few have died relative. It's estimated in this country that between 2 and 3 million people have gotten this flu, the swine flu, including in my practice. I have a feeling we've had at least 100 patients with it. You know, most people don't get tested, so you don't even know if you had it or didn't have it. What they didn't count on is that it may actually be problematic. You know, it's like they didn't count that it may actually kill people. I mean, that they didn't need it. They didn't want to kill people. That's not their goal. See, killing people doesn't help them sell drugs. They need the people alive and sick. That's what helps them sell drugs. So that's where I see that wouldn't be their agenda. What would be their agenda for mass sterilization and eugenics? They're out of business eventually. You know, it makes no sense, but it makes a lot of sense to keep people very, very sick. Unfortunately, they made them so sick.
But in the later phases, they do want the profit phase up front, but once they've already created a fiat banking system of quadrillions in derivatives, then they don't need us because it becomes a resource issue. But
right, well said.
But I do see your overall point that they do milk the very crises they've created. You know, that's like the inside word from the big antivirus software virus companies putting out the viruses themselves.
Right.
Let's talk. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, 100% right. I mean, and I one of my, he's like my adopted son. He's been with us since he's 14 or 15 years old. Genius. A computer person, and he said to me back in before 2000, he said, this whole thing of Y2K, which everyone forgot about, is all a hoax. It was all made up by the techies who just wanted to play games with everybody. And he said, it's the same thing, just what you said, Alex. It's not even a conspiracy theory. All the viruses are made by the same company that have the antivirus equipment.
Well, it's just amazing. They certainly capitalize on all of it. And yeah, the government wanted to use Y2K as the pretext. They first put the fear out to make everybody convert over to the new systems they could control in a standardized system. Pat in Connecticut, you're on the air with Dr. Mayor Eisenstein. Go ahead.
Hi. I actually work at a nursing home here in a small town in Connecticut. And one thing I'm kind of getting worried about now is that they're going to start forcing inoculations on us with the swine flu, hepatitis, tuberculosis. And you have to wonder, almost for a second, why would they be going after the nursing homes if, you know, most of the people are already sick with, you know, the dementia and everything else?
Because if they can enforce on the nurses and doctors and the enforcers, then they'll more happily try to force the citizens to do it. That's like the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act back in the 2002-2003, they tried to make first responders do it. In fact, I've got a bigger question for Dr. Eisenstein along that same line. Masses, in fact, now it's out, half of the UK doctors are saying no, more than half of New York nurses. It was 30-something percent last week in New York. Why, in your opinion, are they trying to force the doctors and nurses to do this first?
I think you gave the answer. when you get the first responders to get vaccinated, they're more likely to give it to someone else. But when you can't make the first responder take it, and they readily admit they don't take it, then how are they going to force it to somebody else? What happens when this is a very powerful statement when thousands and thousands of doctors and nurses say no? I mean, this is I find this absolutely incredible. These aren't doctors and nurses who don't believe in vaccines. We don't have that many doctors that don't believe in vaccines. So obviously, they've hit a nerve with these people when they said no.
Yeah, why target the old and then women and children and pregnant women when normally they tell pregnant women don't take any shots? They just say, yes, take it. Take it.
Let me tell you something. I think this is really sinister. You give a pregnant woman a shot, you've affected her baby, and now you've got that child to give drugs to the rest of that child's life. It sounds sick. I mean, it's, you know, but can you imagine if you inject now 4 million pregnant women in this country, you've just built yourself a great market. You know, I can't think of any other reason. The flu shot is called the Category C. Contraindicated during pregnancy. In fact, there was a class action lawsuit filed today with an injunction in Washington, D.C. to prevent administration of the flu vaccine to any pregnant woman. It makes no sense.
Amazing. No sense. Thank you, Pat. Great points. Jenny in Texas. Jenny, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. I have some information I believe is important about how many vaccines they are actually going to give, and that they're trying to create a false shortage in addition to trying to make us sick. My husband is a police officer, and we live outside of Lubbock, Texas, is about 260,000. And his supervisor came in from a city meeting with emergency people there, and he said that they're only planning to do 40,000 shots, and they're going to do it at our local sports arena. So it makes me wonder why they're telling us we have to get it, you know, and then say, well, we're only going to have this many shots.
Well, see, it's all done by color of law. They tell police, firemen, nurses, you'll be fired if you don't, with no force of law behind it. And so, again, it's more of an acclamation, more of setting the precedent, and really like a federal drill internationally to get everybody lined up and find out, engage. They're always testing. They're always probing. And they'll make tens of billions of dollars off of this, but then practice the federal control. That's the Fed's excuse to be in there locally bossing people around. Dr. Eisenstein, your take on what she's saying.
No, I tell you, you know, I think it's what you said earlier, Alex. They're backing off. They're afraid. You know, they would give 300,000 to all the residents of Lubbock, you know, Texas. But they have it. It's surely available. Come on, you know, they got the greatest manufacturing ability in the world. They can't produce the stuff, not a chance. You know, but they're afraid that they know it doesn't work. And so if they're really afraid there may be a serious a swine flu epidemic and people may die. And what do they do if they gave 250,000 people in Texas there the swine flu and 5,000 people die, 100 people, 500? What's their excuse now? And now their excuse is we couldn't vaccinate the rest of the group. So they could vaccinate a small percentage and said we just couldn't get to everyone in time.
Yeah. I mean, the scientists we talked to say this is clearly engineered. And so do they know it's an earlier version that's going to mutate into something really deadly? And then they'll say, see, we told you, you better take the shots, and it sets the precedent. I don't want to declare victory now. It appears on the surface they are pulling back and the public's waking up, but they've got all sorts of curveballs. I've never seen them gear up for something this big without it being real at some level. And so I don't want people to get a false sense of security here, but I do think we're having an effect on them. Anything else, Jenny, from Lubbock?
No, sir. I just think that confirms what y'all have been talking about. So,
well, does your husband say the police are waking up, or are they planning to take a shot? I mean, do they like their commanders telling them they got to take a shot with no authority?
No, he will not, and his supervisor said, me and my family will not, and wow. My husband, as he says, the infection is spreading, the infection of information.
You know, let me tell you something, God bless you and your husband, you know, for the work he does. Alex, how exciting is that a supervisor here, someone who's
not a hardcore radical as such, like you or I, is saying, I'm not going to take it. That's just, that's what it takes. You know, it's the power of one. I've always believed that, you know, I mean, no matter how strong you are, you know, when someone stands up to you, and especially Alex, you are right, these are paper tigers. You know, the president and all his czars, you know, are just paper tigers. You know, they're academicians who've never been in the real world, never did anything real, and it's really shameful. And the people who voted for them, I pray they're waking up and realize what you've done, you know, and hopefully we'll do something different.
Well, they definitely want this to get their socialized health care through, and now a lot of congressmen are saying the White House is staging this hype to get it through, and now the White House is in the AP today saying, oh, look, health care is going to be taxed. We need federal health care. So maybe just the whole drill is the event. Dr. Eisenstein, you said you could stay with us, but I don't want to keep twisting your arm.
I can
Are you
stay
good?
A little longer. I'm okay. I'm good.
All right, 29 after you're gone. We're going to come back, talk to Matt and Ben. That's it. Then I'm going to get into the new trailer for Burmese's film. That's coming out in early February, and that is going to be, of course, Invisible Empire, talking about the New World Order, this global shadow government. The new trailer for my film's up on Infowars.com, Fall the Republic.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, was written for anyone who wants to survive the upcoming and ongoing financial storm. Get prepared and go to hereswhatyoudo.net and buy the $6 book. He is also trying to help us by running for Congress to stop the thievery and loss of liberties. Please arm yourself with his guide and go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand.
For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Segment with our guest, Dr. Eisenstein. Really appreciate his time. Going to have him back up sooner than 2 years. Very, very honored to have him with us. Matt in Louisiana, you are on the air, Matt. Go ahead.
All right, great. How you doing, Alex and Dr. Eisenstein? I'm a big follower of Dr. Eisenstein, and I'm not one of these guys calling in to like make to discredit the guest or anything, and I've been wanting to know the answer to this question for a long time since the Chicago Tribune printed it. It was it's about this $30 million lawsuit that they've, I mean, it looks like a smear article, but I just wanted to get Dr. Eisenstein's input or answer to this or the rebuttal.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. Do you know what he's talking about?
It's the Tribune did a nice article on me. They put me on the front page of the Friday edition about 4 or 5 months ago, and I could tell you if I'll give you a couple answers to this. They only go after people who cause trouble, and so I'm either a serious troublemaker or causing trouble for them, you know. And you know, the Tribune is unfortunately, it's like everything else. They misrepresent the facts. They change it a little bit. Anyone who delivers babies is involved in lawsuits. And we've delivered almost 20,000 babies. That's the bottom line.
Yeah,
and,
caller, I appreciate your call. But I mean, really, when people are in lawsuits, they're not going to talk about it, obviously, because you're not supposed to.
It all got resolved. It got settled for piddly amounts at the end, you know. But that's beside the point.
Yeah, but for people that don't know, dentists, oral surgeons, doctors, they all get sued. Crazy people come in and come after you. That's why we've got a doctor shortage in this country, because we've cut their pay in half since the 70s, and we treat them like crap. And they're busy filling out government forms all day instead of helping people. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, that's exactly it. I mean, you know, if a doctor tells me he's ever had a lawsuit, that means he's not doing anything of consequence, in a sense, you know.
Absolutely. That's just ridiculous. Let's go ahead. I'm not mad at you, Matt, but I mean, give me a break. We're here talking about vaccines, not some lawsuit over a baby being delivered at home. I mean, that's why they're half the women are having cesareans. I've got articles where they CPS women who refuse cesareans even when the baby isn't in trouble. I mean, that's a whole nother subject. They want to make it all medicalized where 100 years from now, it's a conspiracy theory that women ever had babies vaginally. No, women used to have them vaginally. Women used to feed their babies with their mammary glands. It's not a conspiracy theory. Dr. Eisenstein, comments on that?
Well, that's exactly right. The incidence of breastfeeding in this country is virtually zero. Virtually zero. How absolutely nauseating. You said it real well. Breasts are meant to feed babies. You know, the best quote I ever heard of that is, the two hemispheres of the brain of the most brilliant scientist isn't a fraction as brilliant at compounding a formula for a baby than the two mammary glands of any woman.
And they're not bad to look at either. Let's go ahead and take a final call. Ben in Oregon. Ben, you're on the air.
Yeah, I was calling because I have a 5.5-month-old baby, and I've gotten not all of his shots, but my wife is convinced that we got to get the Pentacell shot, and we've done 2 doses of it, and I just wanted to see if you guys had any good ideas or anything.
What shot was that?
What?
I didn't hear what the shot was that you gave.
Pentacell?
Pentacell.
It's like a mixture of like the whooping cough and like all of it.
Mixtures. Look, I tell you what I was taught in medical school years ago. You don't give combination drugs, and vaccines are drugs. They said you don't give an aspirin and a Tylenol or these combinations.
Yeah, let me interrupt. Just give your wife how the Japanese don't let you vaccinate till 2, and they say give it in single shots. Correct, doctor?
Yeah, absolutely correct. So I mean, if you want to give all that, you know, give them one at a time if that's what you're going
to
do.
And then watch what happens to them and space it out. That's like, and I'm not practicing medicine. That's what other doctors have said here. Take the MMR. Take all these multiple jabs. You know, the type you're talking about must be the drug company name. Those are some of the worst associated with bad effects, correct, doctor?
Exactly right. Exactly right. I mean, the idea of combining different drugs into one, you know, someone says very well about these multiple vaccines, multiple virus strains in one vaccine. If you, it's not one injection. If you go to the bar and you order five shots of whiskey and they put it into one glass, have you gotten just one glass of whiskey or one shot? No, it's five shots, you know.
Yeah, caller, thank you. Dr. Eisenstein, amazing hour and 20-minute interview. Don't vaccinate before you educate. Available at InfoWars.com. Discounted out of the gates. Or call 888-253-3139. You can also go to HomeFirst.com. That's Dr. Eisenstein's site. Doctor, always great having you on.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much, Alex. God bless. Have a wonderful day.
God bless you. Get back to your practice. Take care.
Thank you. Be well.
Medical doctor and lawyer. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
My new film, really part two of the Obama deception, is titled Fall of the Republic, is due due out October 21st, 2009, about 2 months from now. The film is nearing completion in the next 3 weeks or so. You can watch the first trailer for the documentary. There'll be more trailers and sneak peeks in the months to come up at Infowars.com right now. Again, it's up on Infowars.com. We have a detailed article written by Paul Watson detailing what the documentary covers. It shows how the globalists, this private offshore group of banks, are engaged in a global corporate takeover of the planet, destroying nation states by manufacturing debt bubbles that are impossible to escape through fraud. You've got to denounce the bankers, denounce the debt, arrest the bankers for their crimes. They're a bunch of Madoff-type characters. It's fraudulent. And this has got to be done, and that's what Fall of the Republic covers, is the banking system, their overall agenda, the global greenhouse gas taxes. It's all covered in the documentary film Fall of the Republic. And so I just want to challenge everybody out there to get this article that Paul Watson's written on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and to virally get it out to everybody. This film will be a giant success if you make it a success. The Obama deception has been seen more than 20 million times free online. More than 8 million times alone, the different versions. One of them's got 3.3 million on YouTube alone. The film will be free. But I cannot continue to make films if people don't buy the DVD. So it'll go on sale a few weeks before it's released. I want everybody to order the DVD, to have the high-quality DVD and extras in their possession, but also get the free versions. It'll be around the web. It'll be there for PrisonPlanet.tv members in the highest quality. We're going to try to have this in true HD this time, not just in really high res, for the great folks that are PrisonPlanet.tv members. If you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member, be sure and take advantage of that today. So that's the bottom line. Now, I do want to go ahead and do we have Burmese's trailer ready for the premiere here of this? It just so happened we didn't coordinate this that on the same day we're releasing both our trailers. Jason Burmese making a film under the InfoWars label here in our new larger Central Texas Command Center where we can accommodate getting a few more filmmakers in here. He's been researching this film for years. He's been going through National Archive footage, traveling all over the country. He's got George Bush New World Order clips and clips of Richard Nixon calling for world government and others that nobody's got. I mean, this film is going to be amazing. Getting into how their global government works, how it administers, and what their overall program is. It's Invisible Empire. And he wanted to have it out in December. And I said, Burmese, take your time. This is an important film. He's going to release it in early February. That's why it says on the trailer, winter of 2010, but that's only 4 months away. So here, ladies and gentlemen, never before seen. This isn't up on YouTube yet. It's going up on the Alex Jones channel in the next few hours. This is the opening kind of avant-garde. It's different from the trailers we make, but I think it's a good trailer. Long form, 4 minute trailer for the new film, Invisible Empire. And that's what the New World Order really calls their system. So I want to say great job to Mike here in the office working on this. And of course, Jason Burmese. So here it is.
Nazi forces seek to establish systems of government based on the regimentation of all human beings by a handful of individual rulers who seize power by force.
The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society.
And the hope that each of us has to build a new world order.
A new world order is coming into being, but it looks less and less like the world order that Mr. Kissinger had constructed in his own mind.
And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings.
What is the Bohemian Grove? Well, it's a kind of summer camp for the powerful.
Among its members, political figures like Gerald Ford, President Reagan, Vice President Bush. Richard Nixon is a Bohemian. Each year, guests like Henry Kissinger or Zbigniew Brzezinski address members on their areas of expertise.
Be a poster child for these people because you have served on the board of the Council on Foreign Relations, you started, helped start the Trilateral Commission, and you've been to the Bilderberger groups.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy.
I don't believe in this notion of some sort of secret societies controlling people. But, of course, in any political system, there are sort of over-the-table and under-the-table arrangements.
It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine.
By the military-industrial complex.
Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised.
We can find meaning and reward by serving some higher purpose than ourselves. A shining purpose, the illumination of 1,000 points of light.
No expenditure is questioned, no rumor is printed, no secret is revealed.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order. The quest for the new world order is in part a challenge to keep the dangers of disorder at bay.
We were interested today to hear that more than 100 law enforcement officials in Mexico are having microchips implanted in their arms. The chips allow a person to be scanned, sort of like a cereal box at the supermarket checkout.
I think the most important thing is for Barack Obama.
I think his task will be to develop an overall strategy for America in this period when really a new world order can be created.
I think a new world order is emerging, and with it the foundations of a new and progressive era of international cooperation.
But the burdens of global citizenship continue to bind us together. In this new century, Americans and Europeans alike will be required to do more, not less. Partnership and cooperation among nations is not a choice.
Yes, these men and their hypnotized followers call this a new order. It is not new, and it is not order.
I am asking your help in the tremendous task of informing and alerting the American people.
Pretty good music, too, huh? That's myself singing as a choral orchestra. Okay, great job to Jason Burmis and Mike. I'd plug Mike's last name, but I haven't asked him if he wants to be known. Video graphics guy here in the office. Again, Burmis has been working on the film for really the last year. Years of research, but working here off and on the last year. That's just a graphics trailer right there, but really interesting film. And I told you, the mission here with moving into bigger offices is to do more media, more films, expand what we're doing, because everything we're doing is having a great effect, is reaching out to people, and is warning people, and is proving to people that what we're saying is true. And that's what both Invisible Empire and Fall of the Republic. See, for the global empire to really be set up, they need all the nation states to fall. And people argue, well, world government's just the next phase in society. Well, whether you're for global government or not, which I'm not, anything command and control and centralized always goes bad very, very quickly. Whether you're for that or not, the issue is this is a tyrannical, undemocratic system, in the words of the elite themselves. And that's actually what Invisible Empire is covering, and we also cover that. It's just the only issue that needs to be covered. Everything else is under that umbrella. It also is covered in Fall of the Republic. And we're getting rave reviews for the trailer for Fall of the Republic. I'm told in the next 30 minutes or so, the little blurb article Burmis wrote and his trailer will be up on the Alex Jones channel at YouTube and up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And again, we're counting on all of you to get this out to everyone because here we are making these expensive, hard for us to make, blood, sweat, and tears films and saying, here they are for free. And really, that's not something that we need to be praised for. We're trying to survive. We're trying to defeat the globalist. When you realize this is life and death, when you realize this is real, when you realize they are drugging your water and food, when you realize that they are eugenicist, when you realize the score, I mean, I would expect people to want to beat me up if I wasn't making films and putting them out for free. I would expect people to, I mean, what am I, a crazy person? I mean, how do you know about this stuff and then not do everything you can to warn people if you don't love your family? I'm not some jackass who can sit here and rationalize reality and go, oh, that's not real. Oh, that's not true. The Gardasil vaccine isn't killing people. The flu shot isn't killing people. When it is! I'm about reality. I told you they were going to say, and so did Chapman. People have now pulled those clips, that he was going to try to stage his death via cancer, and now that's floating around the media. I mean, they're just trial ballooning this stuff on folks. And it's not that I'm even smart. The globalists are pathological. Once you know their criminology, once you know their MO, it's just different permutations of the same action. You know, it's like a guy who likes brunettes, who are well endowed, and, you know, he's going to go after people that are brunette, that are well in, you know. And it's like somebody who likes blondes is going to go after blondes. You know, well, the New World Order, we know their pathology. They build FEMA camps. They put up cameras. They put people in camps. They militarize the police. They drug the water and food. They use medicine as a tool of tyranny. See, pathology is how someone behaves. I come on the radio and yell and scream and rant and rave. That's my pathology. The globalists have a modus operandi. They have a way of doing things. And I study them. I do the same thing every day when it comes time to plug sponsors and then hit some final news and calls. I can't find the sheet I had in here for, oh, there it is. I got to clean this desk off. The guys have done a good job trying to organize it. Believe it or not, this is like a week and a half of news. And there's probably, I bet if you counted this, I bet there's 857 articles. You guys want to wager a bet? I bet I'm closer. It's like the Price is Right. I bet there are 857 articles. I bet I'm closest to that. I bet there's 857 articles here in front of me right now on PrisonPlanet.tv. I bet that's how many things there are on this desk. Because I've learned what a stack is. This stack right here, this stack's probably about 104 articles. Maybe 95, I don't know. And you got all this. It's just every one of these things totally proves what we're saying. I mean, it's like in the stack, we've got Blackwater running around murdering political enemies. We've got fake terror alerts being put out, admitted. We've got Obama now confirming what we knew, saying they were going to come out and say we got to have socialized medicine, government health care because of the swine flu. I mean, it's just like, it's like watching a cuckoo clock. And you go, when it goes to 6 o'clock, the little cuckoo bird's going to come out and go, cuckoo, 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 you know, do six cuckoos. And when it's 7, he's going to come out and do 7 cuckoos. I mean, we know what the elite are doing. And it makes me go cuckoo to see him continually get away with all of this. That'll be a useful video clip of people online, me going cuckoo. I tell you, the truth will make you go cuckoo. I don't blame people who want to be delusional and deny all this stuff's going on. But let me tell those people something. This stuff doesn't go away just because you deny it's happening. Oh, man, I am exhausted so far. What a show. I'm going to come back to a final news blitz here in a moment. I did want to tell you about a few of the sponsors that have made today's show possible. Almost said today's do-si-do possible. MySolarBackup.com. A lot of things can cut off your electrical power, hurricanes, snow, ice storms. Listeners should move towards getting off the grid, and here's a good way to do just that. A solar power generator is now available from our longtime sponsor, Solutions from Science. You get an emergency power backup kit, which consists of the power source 800-watt generator and a high-efficiency solar panel designed to provide endless electricity. Remember, too, that gas generators need gas. But in a blackout, gas pumps can't pump gas because they run on electricity. It's the perfect emergency backup for troubled times. And if we're not in troubled times, I don't know what troubled times are. The government doesn't own the sun yet, folks, so let's make our move today. MySolarBackup.com. That's one word, MySolarBackup.com. Or 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. MySolarBackup.com. And also, I want to tell you about an amazing sponsor. Frontsight.com, FrontSight.com, the premier private shooting training center in the country outside Pahrump, Nevada. They also have free online courses and a lot of great stuff at Frontsight.com. Check it out, a lot of gear as well, Frontsight.com. Dr. Ignatius Piazza is offering 5 days of firearms training to the listeners for a limited time. He's also offering paying his own money out of pocket to be able to offer you a deal. 5 days of world-class training at Frontsight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Act fast, you will get a free Springfield Armory XT pistol in the caliber of your choice. So check it out, frontsight.com. And believe me, just having firearms is only half the equation. You need basic training, and this place is great. Very simple stuff with shotguns, handguns, rifles, sniper rifles, you know, long gun, you name it, frontsight.com. And I will, last but not least here today, before we come back to a final news blitz, tell you that we're expanding this operation. We're intensifying what we're doing. We're putting out more video, more audio, more films, more material, more guests, more info, more resistance, more contest about getting viral posters out around the country to fight for the First Amendment. We need your support. You also support us on the online video bookstore of all the books, all the videos, all the apparel, the Come and Take It, pro-Second Amendment shirts, the Come and Take It hats, the Gadsden flag, Don't Tread on Me hats and shirts, the Obama as the fascist, Obama as the New World Order, Obama as with InfoWars under him, as the Joker, all available at InfoWars.com right now, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or see all my films in super high quality right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be right back with the final segment of News Blitz. Stay with us. Transmission continues.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives, and that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Look in my eyes.
Look in my eyes. What do you see? The cult of personality. I've been everything you wanna be. Oh, I'm the cult of personality.
Well, I tell you, Obama certainly fits the bill on that. He's going to sell you a lie and make you love it. But you can only do this trick so long. People figured out Obama is a complete fraud. Approval rating now dropped down to 41 points and going downward. That was a couple days ago. Let's look at the Rasmussen Daily Track. I bet if Saturday's tracker poll had him at 41, it must be like 40 right now. I mean, man, they're going to have to stage something big. In fact, all these polls are coming in. Las Vegas Review-Journal shows Senate campaign. Poll shows potential GOP challengers would beat Harry Reid. There's also evidence showing that Rand Paul's going to win. Peter Schiff could win. I mean, on every front. But let's make sure it's good Republicans or good Democrats that replace these people, not more New World Order people. So that's an exciting little tidbit. Also, analyst Bove sees 150 to 200 more U.S. bank failures. And they've had a bunch of big banks go up in the last 2 weeks, as I know most of you know. And it's only deepening. I mean, all this fiat money that they've put us in debt is only to the big central banks. They're the only ones that have money. All the other banks and regional systems are in deep trouble. Look at Bush saying, don't have the media. Bush, excuse me, Freudian slip, I hate them both. Obama, the puppet, saying, don't photograph his daughters, but the police state he supports. So what is it now? There you are on Rasmussen. It'll show on there the total number. I don't know. It shows it. Shows it's the same then. Interesting. Lowest ever that we've ever seen. Again, I'm going to talk more in the days to come. We've got it up on the websites about Bernanke, all the unpopularity, all the criminality, all the insider trading, all the manipulations, the conflict of interest. And there's Obama today saying how great Bernanke is. And Bernanke looked like just a pile of, well, I'm not going to say it. He just, the video I saw today of him live, it was just absolutely disgusting to see him up there. And now they are saying that they need another bailout and that, oh, the deficit was bigger than Obama thought when he got into office 8 months ago and that he wasn't going to cut it in half. In fact, it's going to get bigger. It's all lies. And then they stall you with another lie, another fraud, another scam over and over and over again. And I just can't believe the White House is saying they're going to openly continue secret arrest renditions with indefinite detention. And this is hailed as liberal. Because as long as it's a Democrat doing it, it's okay. It's all about ego. Just like Republicans got mad at Clinton because they weren't in power. Then Bush came in and expanded what Clinton was doing. They suddenly loved it. It's pathetic. Get out of your partisanship unless you want to end up paupers on the continent your forefathers conquered. Also, I meant to play it today. Maybe we'll play it tomorrow at the start of the show or something. We put up part of the interview I did with Jesse Ventura when I was out in California last week. I'm back out there later in the week for more episodes. But that great interview is up on InfoWars as well. And we have the new General Poster Revolution contest. We can make any poster you want, put them up, and you can win the $1,000 prize that we'll announce in a week and a half. Great job, crew. Retransmission starts now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water, right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.